want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You really want to know what love is?
Yeah. Yes, tell us.
More than anything in the world, Ron.
Well?
It's really quite simple. Kinda like,
gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day.
Ron Burgundy.
And we know the night is always gonna be there anyway.
And your action news team.
Picking up, he's working on my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make us...
Tell me now you don't like Will Ferrell.
Loving you is getting so exciting. Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
You guys have it, I think.
Afternoon delight.
I don't know, Ron. That sounds kind of crazy.
It sounds like you have mental problems, man.
Yeah, you got mental problems, man.
Yeah, it really does.
Man.
Afternoon delight.
I'm going to make a phone call
here. So, there you go.
Is that, that's from Anchorman?
Sure is. You didn't remember that fantastic scene? That's a trailer.
Oh, it's a trailer for that.
I think it's a trailer.
Oh, a buzz.
Yes.
I forgot. You're not on microphone number 5. You're on the one that says news.
That's me.
News. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Shannon.
Hello, this is Michael Scott Shannon.
And, of course, I'm Milburn Drysdale, president
from the bank
of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills.
Right.
I hope I got it right.
You did. Only one groaner today.
Oh, that's a disappointment, but I suppose we have to take what we can get.
Only one. And it's not a good one, but it's the best of the ones that we got.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Mr. Shannon, I'm looking forward to it. Why don't you bestow it upon us now?
I want to say, this is Scott Shannon, Super Shad, saying stand by for the latest from Hillary Duff.
Yeah.
Hey, turn that thing up. Thank you. Hillary Duff coming right up. Scott Shannon. I'm here with my good friend, Mel Drysdale.
Mil. I'm Mil Drysdale.
All right, MC, here we go. What notorious bank-robbing couple was once featured in a Budweiser commercial? Bonnie and Clydesdale.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, man.
The Don and Mike
Show. Wow. Didn't promise you the moon, never. Never promise
you a rose.
That's the best. I mean, you know, what member of the Stones does the most shots? Mick, Jagermeister.
Mick Jagermeister.
Jagermeister. There's a whole, like, page of those. And there's none of the really good ones, like, where it's always one.
Nothing you
can
really stick your teeth into.
You chose well.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right. Okay, there you go.
Hello.
There's Julian here.
From a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, the man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
You see, a Clydesdale is a kind of horse.
I get jokes.
Okay. Oh. Now I get it. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. True Alternative. Got all the ships at sea.
Thank you, legendary Rob.
The masters of the triple entendre, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Listening to Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Thursday 07/29/04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Thank you, Buzz. And hi, thank you for this, Gary. But Don and Mike Show, here we are with a new episode. It's June.
July.
July. Oh, Mike. There you go.
It's sorry. July.
July 29, 20-odd-4. Call us from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636 from Canada, 800-636-1067, and Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. Now, we have a big jam-packed show today.
Good. Excellent. Thursdays are always wonderful.
What's the biggest crisis facing America right now?
That thing on John Edwards' lip.
No, Mike, it's not of a political nature.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what is... let me just
that's
ask...
Mary Kate's maybe out of just, rehab. Maybe that's my question for the day. What's that thing on John Edwards' lip?
Maybe you're not like me, and you've not picked up on the new trend to tie a pink ribbon around your old oak tree.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's right, because we're hoping that Ryan Seacrest TV show
is
brought back from the dead. Today we will have, making a return appearance, Dean Berkowitz, who is Ryan Seacrest's hairstylist.
Wonderful!
He will be coming on the show to tell us how Ryan is dealing with this awful time of having his daytime chat show canceled.
Yes, you know, it's not that time of year where Idol is on the air, American Idol, and he's gotten the show canceled. It's got to be just tearing him up.
And the question is, if he doesn't have this dopey TV show to go to, does Dean Berkowitz still do his hair when he goes to do his radio job?
I understand that Ryan is so upset he's ballooned up to 290.
Wow.
So he's on today, and then we've got some other guy, another guy today. Well, I've written in the notes, Contest Pig. He is the all-time Contest Pig. This is a guy who will tell you how to win lottery sweepstakes contests, and he especially loves calling radio stations to tell you how to win contests.
Are you going to play the secret sound for him?
Oh, you bet we are. So anyway, this guy, he's what we in the business call a Contest Pig.
A prize pig, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Contest or prize pig. Mm-hmm. Someone who calls every radio station, has no loyalty towards any of them, not that you should,
right.
But wins prizes from all the stations, and sometimes we have these people on the show where we get a name and it sounds familiar. That's why radio stations, TV stations have a 30-day rule. You can't win for more than 30 days.
Yeah, these people have systems that they use via the telephone, you know, via mail. They just know how to play contests.
Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, even with something like the 30-day rule or the 90-day rule, I tell you, I told you when I watched the Regis and Kelly show, mm-hmm. when they get someone on the phone for their retarded trivia, and, you know, they go, let's go to Boca Raton, and hi, Regis. Hi, how are you down there? How's the weather? It's great. I was on 4 months ago. I won a cruise to Antigua. It was wonderful. You know, and right away,
here I am back again.
You know what that is? That's a contest pick.
That's right.
That's a prize pick. Mm-hmm. So one of the Oinkers has written a book, so we've got him on today.
Very good.
Plus, we're giving away a trip today. Anyone in America can win this. A trip for two, airfare and hotel, to the WWE SummerSlam live Sunday, August 15 in Toronto.
If there is any better time to go to Toronto, I don't know what it is. That's, you know, midsummer. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
So we'll play a big game for that today. And we've got the $900 secret sound. And that's all the stuff that's not just us talking with the usual crap that we talk about every day. Let me start here today with the usual crap. Yesterday we had a discussion about some of our affiliate cities and where we would like to live and you know, which is the nicest city.
You lined up with Sacramento, I believe.
Yeah, to go if I had to
number one
anywhere except Washington. Uh-huh. If I had to choose one of our affiliate cities, I would choose Sacramento.
Did we have any discussion about the fact that I think you're lying about that? we didn't have any discussion about that, did we? Briefly, but
no, we did not.
Really,
you do not know, Mike. Now, I will be honest with you, as I off the air, as I am on the air.
You know, and I will tell every, and this is the truth, uh-huh. and you will back me up on this. We have not even remotely had any discussion like this off air.
No, because you don't talk like that. But I want to tell you something that we have said off air, which is I know what you're saying, and I've said it because I was the last one to make a trip to Sacramento
right.
on behalf of the show.
Yes.
That we will never travel to Sacramento again.
Right.
I mean, that's like...
Unless it's to live there.
That's a standing joke on the show.
I know that.
That it's always been crazy, and it's a hard city to get to fly to from anywhere.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I think I was the champion of that.
Yeah, I mean, that was based not on Sacramento as much as how difficult it was to get there from here.
However, having said behind the scenes to all of you guys, you mm-hmm. know, hey, don't worry. Like, when the ratings come out in Sacramento, back when we were able to talk into who cared about it anyway, but right. we can't now. But that, like, if the ratings were good, the station would call and say, hey, we want you guys to come out
right.
here. Uh-huh. And then I would say to the guys, hey, they want us to come out in Sacramento.
So you felt a sense of obligation to go out there because of the fact that we did do well out there.
Yeah, and still, the bottom line...
Or was it just this hidden love that you had for Sacramento?
I do like Sacramento. I think Sacramento is, on my kid's life, I'm telling you, I'm swearing to God the truth.
Flat square honest with you.
Yeah, I love your program in the morning. I listen to it out here at the farm.
Right, right.
But Mike, have you ever been in a Super Bowl? I've said to my wife, when we've talked, whenever this roller coaster ride is over,
right.
Where you want? I said, hey, I like Sacramento.
Sure.
I like the people there. I like the weather there. I like the landscape there. I like everything. Okay. I hate most of the people that call the show from that city.
That's right.
But it doesn't mean that I don't like the city. Now,
right.
Listen, we're off on a tangent because then I was going through some of this Westwood One junk that they're sending me now that they're giving me lists of the stations that really broadcast the show.
Mm-hmm.
We are starting now here in the next month our 10th year anniversary with Westwood One.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know.
And what a decade it's been.
However, just take one moment, because I realize the whole thing is half-assed.
Yes.
But take a moment to realize the fact that we've still, even though we're not a real show,
yeah.
we've been able to maintain a national syndication for 10 years, and we do have a handful of stations
mm-hmm.
that have broadcast this show since it was offered 10 years ago.
Incredible.
Wow.
And there are only those radio stations, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4.5.
I bet I know what they are.
See if you can go.
Right, I know Sacramento.
KHTK Sacramento, 10-year anniversary.
I know Portland, Maine.
WZAN Portland, 10-year anniversary.
Now, I don't know, do the Wichita stations count?
They are not in the 10-year club.
Okay, because we went to a different station, right?
Nope. No. Wichita, nope.
They just weren't along for the whole ride.
Wichita, not since like 96 or 97.
Oh, man.
And this one's going to surprise you. WHTK in Rochester, New York. Yeah.
Has been with us from the beginning?
And
what about Worcester, Massachusetts?
Uh-uh.
Nope.
Nope. The other member of this club is radio station KCPS in Burlington, Iowa.
Wow.
For 10 years. Now, also included has to be WXYV Live 105 in Baltimore, because Baltimore, when we used to be on the AM station,
right.
it's the same group of people running the station. They have presented the show nonstop in Baltimore for all 10 years. They just finally put us on a better radio station.
Very, very good.
And then you've got stuff like, well, you could count Tampa, but Tampa was one of the first cities we went to, uh-huh. and then we got canceled there like after a year, and it's just now we're back on the same station.
And Philadelphia. That was Rob.
And Buffalo. We were on in Buffalo early on, at least, and then gone, and then back
technically,
again.
Technically, I think, wasn't your first affiliate KG?
The original first three uh-huh. were Baltimore, Buffalo, right. and Tampa Bay.
Because I remember KB even bought jingles before they bailed.
WKBW. But anyway, just I want to say to the management of those stations, thank you, and especially
thank you to all those. That's wonderful.
To the listeners, because this is a dumb, crappy, stupid show that's hard to keep on the air because it's hard to explain to people, and yet for whatever reason, in Portland, Maine, WZAN, Sacramento, KHTK, KCPS, Burlington, Iowa, WHTK, Rochester, and whatever station we've been on in Baltimore, JFK Jr. or Live 105, wonderful. Those are the 10-year stations.
That is great.
It's a decade of indifference.
Yeah, I mean,
that is the slogan.
And
a decade of indifference.
I just wanted to say thank you to those stations and to those listeners.
That is nice. Boy, I'd like to see a bumper sticker with that on it. Don and Mike, a decade of indifference.
So anyway, that is that. Hold on. Prize. Oh, here's a prize pig on the phone now.
Oh, good.
Randy the prize pig. Randy.
I am so not a prize pig, but I am gay for you guys, and that's not why I called.
No, that's wonderful.
But you're a prize pig, though, right?
No, sir. I had a question about the 30-day rule.
See? See, there you go. Only a prize pig would have a question about the 30-day rule.
No, that's not fair. I just heard you guys mention it, and so it arose a question in my mind, and I thought I'd call and ask.
Okay. Sure.
Are you ready for the question?
I'm ready.
Go ahead, Piggy.
I called in to speak to another couple of guys on your radio station last week, just to talk, just to tribute, just to take part.
No, no, it's if the the rule applies to the radio station, not the show, right?
I understand.
Oh, now we're losing them.
Isn't it one winner per 30 days
per radio
per
show?
It's not per radio show.
Oh, per station.
Say, WJFK, I call in and talk to Rod and Fez. They
right.
found me delightful, right? So, because they found me delightful.
Maybe that's where we would part company with Rod and Fez. But nonetheless, here you are on our show. So, yes, Rod and Fez find you delightful and?
And say that I get to take a trip into the big-ass prize closet.
Okay.
Right, so I haven't been in the closet for 20 years, but that's not the point.
Uh-huh.
The point is,
yes.
they gave me 4 cruddy passes to a crappy Tom Cruise movie in D.C. I'm in Baltimore. I didn't want the damn things anyway. Is that going to keep me from winning a real prize on a real show?
Yeah, now listen, hold on.
Now that's not nice.
That's not nice. Ron and Fez are a real show, and yes. I want you to know something. We give away crappy prizes, too.
Oh, yeah.
Can I tell you that Rob and Beth Ann and I think Buzz was in the room during this conversation earlier. Beth Ann's concern was that the prizes in the quote-unquote Don and Mike prize packs
uh-huh.
are less than of a superior quality.
Oh.
And
what a great way of putting it.
And I said, well, I think our listeners know that, frankly, it's a bag of excrement.
Right.
Although we can't call it that, you're getting, you know, excrement with logos on it. That's what you're getting.
Like the fabulous WJFK finger sock.
So it's you know, it's the same thing with Ron and Fez. When they give something away, it's generally garbage.
It's leftovers.
What you
we
got
have.
From them is the same garbage that we give away. And the rule is that, yes, because you won garbage from them on WJFK, this radio station, you can't win anything from us or anybody else for the next 30 days on JFK.
We used to have better stuff.
Well, thank you for answering my question, gentlemen. Kisses.
Kisses to you, delightful.
Listen, yes, kisses to you. Major kisses to you.
We found you delightful as well.
There goes the little piggy.
Out and proud.
Piggy. You're a super piggy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and
yeah.
Piggy's gone.
He ejected.
Piggy is gone. Hello, Joel from Texas. Joel.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's happening, dude?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you're giving the Austin people a free shot at the
what is the deal with the cell phones today? I don't know. God.
I did understand it, though. What is it? You're calling from Austin, Texas?
I want a five-bar rule on this show. And I'm not talking about the 5 bars that I go out to every night. I'm talking about a 5 bar on your cell phone.
Anyway, I'll answer that. Thank you for the call. I don't know what the guy's saying. Calling from Austin, Texas,
yes.
Wondering why, you know, wanting to play a contest, wondering what we could do for Austin. It is bass-ackwards that radio station is running what we're saying today,
mm-hmm.
tomorrow.
Yes.
We don't know why they're doing it. It's not our choice. We're not for it.
But as far as Austin is concerned, I'd like to say greetings from the past.
Hello. Don and Mike show, right, because they won't hear this till tomorrow.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello,
Don.
Tim. Yeah, Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi.
I'd pay $25,000 for one of those bumper stickers.
I don't want bumper stickers.
10 years have been different.
Don and Mike.
Ten years have been different. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how much I love that.
Actually, I think we should steal that for because we have our 20th anniversary, you and I, coming up in the next year.
I don't think there's any reason why we couldn't have those bumper stickers in advance of the 20 years and say, Don and Mike, 20 years of indifference.
Mm-hmm. Hello, here's Pat in Kansas. Pat.
Yes, you guys have been on in Wichita since at least 94, but at the time you're on 1410 KQAM.
Yes, and I have the information. We signed on KQAM in 1995.
I graduated from college in 94.
Dude, I got the list in front of me. I've got KQAM, Sports Talk KQAM.
Is that list put together by Westwood?
Yes, it was.
Who you going to believe? The network of this guy.
Yeah.
Well,
you got to remember, Don. Okay, just please try to remember the history here.
All right, but still, it would only have to be something and a half like these other cities. That it would be you would get a half a vote like Baltimore does.
Right.
Because we haven't been on the same station the whole time. But, you know, maybe you're right.
Well, in 95, I know you broadcast from Heroes, and then you came in the summer of 96 when it was so hot, when you had Dennis Murphy in the cage.
I see. He's documented it.
All right. Yeah. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
We love Wichita
a
long time.
I'm a big
time.
Fan.
All right, my friend. You know what? Maybe you are.
Of all the broadcasts I have ever done in my career, that is one that I will always remember as...
The Wichita one?
Surviving. I survived that. I'm
right,
lucky to be here.
You know, I'll change that. From 95 to 94 for Wichita, okay?
Correct.
Good. So let me see. On the list, in Wichita, when did we... KFH?
Yes.
Wait, we didn't sign on that station until 1997.
So we but it was KQAM before.
Oh, it was that before.
Yeah, KQAM. We were there. We've been in Wichita for a long time.
All right, put them in the 10-year club, too.
All right.
There you go. Does that make you happy?
Hey,
there you
absolutely.
Although I still stand by my statement, even after 10 years of indifference mm-hmm. in Wichita, that is the one syndicated city that I would not live in.
Mm-hmm.
Take that.
It's a very nice town.
I know that. And it's your hometown.
Very
and
nice.
It's your hometown, and you wouldn't live there either, Buzz.
Well, with so many other choices, once you've left, it's hard to go back, yeah.
And that's the way I look at it, too. But I tell you, I do like the people of Wichita. They are very friendly people.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank you all for backing me up on that.
I like all
Thank you all for chiming in.
Well, I agree.
Unilaterally, when I said that, the people of Wichita. Yes, Rob.
You know who the finest people of Wichita are? The Cunninghams.
The Cunninghams.
Who are they?
Alan Cunningham.
Come on, Rob. Please move forward.
I can't forget.
Gladys right? Kravitz.
Every now and then, I still catch a whiff of her in this building.
Brain is in reverse now.
Yes.
Now you know, I'm your friend.
Yes, you are.
I could kill you here, but I won't.
Thank you.
I won't kill
Hello?
You here. Hi, Beth Ann. Hey. Hi there. Hold on. Oh, let me call someone else in the building before you.
Okay.
I do want to ask you about your run-in with Tony Kornheiser, famous Tony Kornheiser.
Okay. Run-in?
Hold on just a moment. Well, maybe not a run-in. He roughed her up.
An encounter.
He roughed her up.
You know how he is with women.
She's okay. First, let me call Jayla. This is a lady who works in the radio station. We've had her on before.
Is this relating to the thing you just said about Rob?
No, you
could hurt him or something like that. I find that curious.
Well, hold on a second.
He's writing something down.
He said Aline.
Aline, that he catches a whiff of Aline once in a while.
Now,
Don's writing something down.
And then Don had a thought about how he could
hurt him. He said, I could get you or something. It was something along those lines.
It's just something that's been noticed by some people here. Okay.
Do you understand? Yes.
And I certainly could have.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you didn't.
Yes. But I did.
Honor among thieves.
I want to point out for the record that I would not have if you hadn't said something.
That's right.
That made me have to explain to Mike what it was. And now I just pray that this individual doesn't know what I wrote on this piece of paper.
That's a good thing.
I pray. But something tells me that she'll find out. Oops.
that was a slip.
So I'm coming in today, and Joan Latta. Jayla,
yes. Joan Latta, one of the lovely ladies that works here.
Yeah, she's coming in about the same time as I'm walking in. I give her the same greeting as always. Hey, Jayla! Mm-hmm. And she says, hey, don't yell at me! And then I was back in my car, and she was going to her car, and then we walked together to the door.
Hand in hand, right?
Yes, of course. And she had a compact disc in her hand.
Hmm, right.
And I said, what you got there? And she said, oh, I've got some music for the office. Now, she works back in an office with another lady who we're very fond of. Mike and I have known Robbie Gomez for...
Since the beginning.
Right. She worked at our other station 20 years ago. Uh-huh. So they work back in an office back there, and they, I think, do like Kathy Lee-type sweatshop work back there.
I get the impression that they're pals.
When you go back there, there's the smell of death in the room, and it's not, and that's not a hygiene joke because these are both beautiful women. What I mean is, there's something evil that's going on in that room. There are bones that are being ground.
Where they schedule commercials.
Really, what that room is? That room is the link between all the sleazy salespeople and the air studio.
Right.
So all evil must pass through that room.
Absolutely
filtered there.
And inside this absolute kingdom of evil and stink and everything that's bad and foul, you have these women, very nice women.
Very sweet. Could not be more pleasant.
So I say to Joan, what have you got there? What compact disc? And she says, well, Robbie, now that's the other woman that works back there,
right?
Robbie Gomez says, Robbie was feeling a little country today, so I happen to have in my car Patsy Cline's Greatest Hits.
Oh, now that's a great choice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's a wonderful choice for anybody that likes music.
So what I would like to do is call and see how things are going in there. And perhaps, if it's okay with all the bosses here, send some wine and cheese in there and let them just have a crazy Patsy Cline party.
Patsy Cline party.
They should.
And it's really Patsy Cline who sang the great hit that is the theme song for so many people around this radio station.
Crazy.
I Fall to Pieces.
I was thinking of Crazy.
Crazy, I Fall to Pieces.
Hello?
Hello?
J-Lo?
Yes?
Hi, listen, we're on the air.
I fall to pieces.
I know you.
Thank you.
I know you're probably listening to your Patsy Cline CD right now. I was just mentioning our conversation today that you were going to liven up the office with some Patsy Cline.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, are you girls rocking back there today?
Oh, absolutely.
What do you got on now?
Well, right now we're listening to you, of course.
Oh, but before we started talking about you, what were you listening to?
We were listening to you.
Hey, is there any way you could crank up some Patsy Cline for us right now?
Absolutely.
I'd love to hear that. In fact, I'd love to hear I Fall to Pieces. That's my favorite.
Oh, Mike, I vote for Crazy, though.
Oh, everybody plays Crazy, man.
I know.
Man, how about a deep cut?
Yes. Well, Robbie's working on getting the CD player going.
Queuing up.
Now, if we were to get you some nice wine and cheese, would you ladies be able to chill out back there?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
That nice, a blush wine or a nice Chardonnay?
A Chardonnay.
Joe. All right, a nice Chardonnay.
Hey, Joe, come here for a second.
Joe.
Well, you got to make an order. Oh, I hear it back there. Can you turn it up a little bit?
Turn it up a little bit.
Hold the phone next to it. Oh, another great. After Midnight. I go walking.
So the people have to put up with here. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Oh, you girls are having a good time back there.
All right, Joey, here you go.
And Don's going into his valise right now.
Head down.
J-La, and he's going to get you some wine and cheese.
Head down to, well... let's see, gosh.
You know, and it's also kind of a reward for two of the nicest people that work here.
How much money do you think this will cost? Is this credit card money or regular money?
One of those will do. Yeah,
just that either?
Well, wait, let me see.
That.
See.
20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
20 well, how much is like a cheese thing?
I don't know.
Wait, do you want to just get like a like some cheddar?
What? No.
Something in a can.
Go to a wine store, Joe.
Okay, let me chip in then.
Go to a wine store and
I don't know where a wine store is around here, but I mean the Giant's right up there, and they've got great wine and great cheeses.
Okay, right, that's true.
Right, that'll do it.
Crackers. Yeah, that'll do it here. And get them like one of those like deli platters or something like that.
Deli platter.
Not deli. No, I mean like a cheese platter.
A cheese
and
tray.
Crackers, like some sociables or
yes.
Chicken and a biscuit,
Joe. Yeah, some sociables.
No, I knew that, Rob. Did you?
That's some sociables.
Hey, and Joe, if there's any question, get them like Kendall Jackson. That's nice. It's a nice inexpensive Chardonnay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you know, listen. Spend 20 on the wine.
Yeah, I mean, if what I'm saying
as,
is,
as
if
the guy
confused,
at the grocery store, what's the best wine for $20?
I'll get a great bottle of wine, and a great wheel of cheese.
And some sociables. Just into this task. Joe is truly into this. This is right. Now, BA's coming in here. Yeah.
Are they going to need glasses?
Wine glasses?
You know, they don't
no.
Have to be official.
No, no, no.
No, we can just get cups.
Do we have cups?
Yeah, we have cups.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or they could just drink it out of the bottle.
Yeah. You know, like usual.
Should I get a box of sociables? I got the sociables.
That is great.
All right,
I also need some crackers.
There you go, J-Law. We'll check in with you later now that you have wine and cheese on the way to go with your Patsy Cline.
Well, fabulous. Thank you all so much.
And just spend the afternoon enjoying Patsy Cline and getting whacked out of your mind.
Fabulous.
Bye, J-La.
Thank you. Goodbye.
J-La.
Hey, Lada.
Hey, Lada, what's happening back there?
Here comes your Chardonnay, Lada.
Hey, Lada.
Okay, don't drink it all in one big gulp.
Wheel of cheese, Lada.
Wheel of cheese.
That's what I hope Joe is able to get her. Stop it. That's another not on air thing. Will you stop it?
Yeah. First of all,
John Norman, I'm not going to bust you.
Oh, man, oh, man, crazy figure eights.
Sociables.
All right, we're having some
Allie
fun.
Allie Cunningham.
Yeah, that's what that started the whole thing.
There you go. Let's see, Beth Ann McBride. I wanted to ask Beth Ann McBride a question about Anthony Kornheiser. Beth Ann is our producer. Hi, B.A.
Hey.
So, the deal is that, and here's all I know, is that Tony Kornheiser is a guy who's on ESPN. I know he used to have an ESPN radio show. He writes for the Post. He's brilliant. He's funny. We're big fans, have been for a long time.
I didn't ask. Beth had to do this on her own. You know, she, I guess, wanted to see if Tony Kornheiser could appear on the show. He's out of a radio gig right now. I would think that's good thinking.
Sure. We've known Tony for years.
Didn't know anything about it. I mean, I wouldn't say that we're friends, but we've never said anything awful about him on the radio.
No, never.
Big fans. Anyway, you know, not that he should kiss our ass either, but whatever.
Right.
We've been at functions with him and had some laughs with him.
I was going to do a TV show with him one time a million years ago, and it was, I don't know what happened. I forgot. I think I punched him.
I did do a TV show with him.
That's right. You did a TV show with him.
A Redskins show.
I went into like a meeting, one of these high-powered meetings where he was there, and it was, nothing ever came of it. I think it's because, I threw up.
So anyway, I guess Beth Ann just called to see if she could, you were just trying to book a guest for the show.
Yeah, I'm constantly thinking who would be good for the show, who would they like to talk to.
Right.
And, you know, as we get into the football season, that's very important to you guys. So about 3 weeks ago, he writes for the Post. I go, this is awesome. I watch ESPN. I'm familiar with them. Love reality television. I watch the Dream Job, the reality show that ESPN.
Okay, all right. Okay, you're a fan. We're all fans, so you're fine.
Okay, so I've been leaving voicemail messages, and I had asked for an email address, and he doesn't do email, so everything was a voicemail. And I maybe voicemailed him, three or four times. So last week, I'm at my desk. The phone rings. Hello, this is Beth Ann. Beth Ann, this is Tony Kornheiser. And I go, oh, my gosh. I can't believe you called. Well, I always call everyone who leaves a voicemail message for me. Oh, that's so nice, Tony. That's very rare in this business. That's very nice of you to take the time. So I basically just said, I produce for the Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
I watch you on ESPN. Love to have you come in the studio via telephone. We got football season starting.
This is pretty much the pitch that Beth Ann makes to everybody. And I'll throw out, tomorrow on the show we're having that guy Rich Eisen from the NFL Network.
Very good.
He's coming on tomorrow. We like loading up at football season.
Sure.
So she's giving him the basic spiel.
Right.
Okay, and This is where Anthony, I believe, got ugly with Beth Ann.
Really?
Maybe I'm overstating things.
Well, he said, first of all, I only talked to, and he mentioned some, I don't know if it was a TV station or a radio station, because they're paying me. I'm under contract.
Valid.
I don't have to talk to anyone who doesn't pay me. Okay.
Okay,
that's fine.
Yeah. No, there's a part of that I guess I understand.
Yeah,
I mean, if he's contractually obligated to another radio station, that makes sense.
But I think at that point, I almost wish he hadn't returned my voicemail message.
Was he curt with you?
He was curt.
If he was curt.
Perhaps time was of the essence,
yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Wolf.
Tony is, I'm very surprised that Tony would be curt with our producer.
Yeah.
I think Tony knows our show. I believe Tony has feelings about our show. Tony has feelings about his own radio career compared to our radio career that he has explained to me in great detail when I have seen him at Super Bowls and functions like that.
Hmm. Well, listen, all I know is that, who knows? I know this about him. He is a cranky old man.
Oh, he's a caustic. He's a classic sports writer.
And that's okay because that's his personality. He's
right.
I'm a jerk, and that's okay because it's my personality.
Right.
Mike's the funny guy.
Did you get the impression he was being mean to you, B.A.?
Well, at first I thought, he's called me back. So in the back of my mind, I thought he did the decent thing and he called me back.
Yes.
So then I don't know if this was appropriate, but I'm just trying. And I said, well, I appreciate you calling back. Tony, while I have you on the phone, I'm learning. Is there any, way you could steer me in a direction? Is there, somebody you would suggest? And he said, well, I suggest that you get guests that your hosts want to talk to. And I said, okay.
So he either could have been condescending or giving you good, solid broadcasting advice.
Mm-hmm. I think it was the latter, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it was solid broadcasting advice. Yeah.
Right. So, did he hurt your feelings?
No.
Really?
But he lost a fan. I mean, it was because I had watched
it. No, did he hurt your feelings? No, but he lost a fan.
He lost a fan.
Darling, I keep telling you, you have to toughen up here. Even though it's only radio, it's almost showbiz.
Sure.
You got to toughen up. And if I was, first off, here's the first mistake for Tony Kornheiser. I mean, especially if you're, and he certainly has more exposure than all of us put.
Of course he did on TV.
Well, listen, dude, Don't be returning your own voicemails. I mean, I get a million of them here at the station, and I'm a nobody. And I just say, I don't want to call this guy back.
Right.
Here, Beth Ann, call this guy back. Or right. Most of them, just toss them.
Right.
So first off, stop wasting time calling people back.
Sure, but I think he might have been curious.
Yes. Well, if he was curious, he should have been nice with Beth Ann. Not that he wasn't nice. He was probably being himself. But
yeah, he was being himself. He might be tough to read, too.
Nicer on TV than he does over the phone.
He's a sullen, surly, like, sour man.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's always over the phone.
I've had pleasant conversations with the guy, so has Don. He's still sullen and sour.
Yeah, he is.
He could have come on this show to promote the radio or TV job that he does get paid for.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't want to.
Apparently not.
Look, that's pure contract right there.
Yeah, I guess.
He's not allowed to do that.
Yeah, he gets paid. Well, big deal. Oh, you know, all I know is that tomorrow there should be a dozen roses here for Beth Ann McBride from Anthony Kornheiser.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
If he returns his voicemail, we should probably call his voicemail and leave a message for him. And say, hey, you know, you had a tremendous fan, Tony, and you broke her heart.
But see, technically he wouldn't call us on the air.
No, he wouldn't call us on the air, but it would just be funny to leave that for him.
Hi, this is Tony Kornheiser.
We can't even air that part of it, though.
Yeah.
We can't even air the part where he says this to Tony Kornheiser.
Right. He's not worth it.
Oh wow.
Man. See, this is why I brought it up.
Yeah.
Now, why is it that
you stomped on her? That's why, Don.
You know, is that
he stomped on her heart.
Did he hurt you? Did he hurt you?
Yes.
A little.
A little. And you know when BA says that, I know her well enough already to know that he pulled her heart out from her chest and ate it in front of her.
Does this have anything to do with the thing you were doodling yesterday, Beth Ann?
You mean I love Tony Kornheiser?
Mrs. Beth Ann Kornheiser.
All right, B.A.
Big hearts.
Well, we've put out the word. I think he needs to send you some flowers ASAP.
Okay.
Just to make that okay. You know, frankly, come on the show, don't come on the show.
Whatever.
We'll still be big fans. But look
send Beth Ann some flowers.
Look what you did, Anthony.
Poor girl. That is not called for. You know, no matter how big a star you are with your TV show with the bald guy.
Hey,
of course, you're bald, too.
Ask him if maybe sometime he could come over here. Maybe he could comb over here for an interview someday.
Red Rover, let Tony comb over.
Where's your sister? How's your sister doing, Beth Ann?
She's doing okay. She arrived a little late last night.
Oh, see, I don't even know this thing. All I know is that, you know, the phone calls between Beth Ann and me, they start very early with, like, she's, oh, I got Ryan Seacrest guy on the phone, blah, blah, blah. At one point, I'm calling her back about something. A girl picks up the phone, hello? I said, hey, Beth Ann, it's me. She goes, oh, identical voice. Oh, no, it's not me. I'm Beth Ann's sister.
Where does your sister hail from, Beth Ann?
From Virginia.
Virginia. Oh, okay. So close by.
Beth Ann has a sister.
Do you like her?
Yeah.
Is this baby sister?
I
could just point out again, you know, I asked about your sister. Do you like her? Yeah.
Well, that would be my answer, too.
Well, Mike, I can't say this. I can't say what I was going to say.
What are you're holding back all over the place today, aren't you? Okay, yeah. Maybe that, you know.
I think
your sister has treated you like.
Oh, that's right. Oh, no, I forgot. Yeah, Don's got the hots for my sister. I forgot this from way, way back when. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I just don't. I mean, I'm not particularly. You know, I don't see my sister every month or anything like that. I see her maybe once a year.
Listen, I think your sister's beautiful. I love dancing with her on the occasions that I've danced with her. However, there's a part of me where I don't think with that part of me. And that part of me thinks, and I don't want to say this word, so I'm going to say another word. I think when it comes to you,
yes,
and the way she treats you sometimes,
uh-huh,
your sister is a witch.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
I remember. Tiger.
Yes.
Do you think I don't remember that Christmas when she cut out that picture of whatever it was?
My man right
and
here.
She gave it to you. And Mike came back and said, do you know what the worst Christmas present in the world is? When you get a picture of it from someone saying it's on its way.
Right.
And then it never friggin' shows up. Did it ever show up?
I don't remember. I don't even remember.
Mike,
either way.
Don't bother.
You know why I don't remember?
Up here in the computer, I remember.
You know why I don't remember?
Why?
Because I don't think it was the only time. I think there might have been a couple of other things.
There was a third time.
the bench?
there was the... Okay, now you're catching on.
Yeah, the bench.
And there was also a birthday gift. There was some birthday gift.
Right.
And it's the same M.O. with Kathy. That's your sister.
Right.
Same M.O. Like, cut a picture out of a catalog, put it in a card, give it to the dumb brother, and say, here, this is your gift. It's going to be coming very soon.
That might just be a whole thoughtless thing that runs in the family.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Wow.
Well, I think Mike isn't thoughtless like that. He wouldn't go out of his way of cutting out a picture and mailing it to him. Hey, this is what I'm going to get you as soon as it arrives.
Right, I wouldn't do that.
And that's what Kathy's done to him three times.
I'm just thoughtless in the way, like, I won't remember somebody's birthday.
Her beautiful looks notwithstanding.
But you see, I'll make up for that forgetting. I will do that immediately. You know, and I'll do it when you arranged to have my daughters meet Hillary Duff. You didn't understand the language that I speak, baby.
You tried to give her some money, right?
Yeah, I gave her cash. Yeah, I said, here's some cash. You know, take your daughter out to dinner this weekend on me. I said, this is not really anything specifically for the show,
right.
And it's something that helped me, and it's out of the normal realm of your day-to-day activities.
Yeah, sure.
And it was my way of saying, hey, you did a favor for me. Here's something for you. You know, go out and, you know, go to the Sizzler and enjoy the clam chowder. And I believe I insulted you, B.A., and I apologize.
No, you didn't insult me. I was just, you know, I didn't do it so that I could get a... I mean, he was very generous.
If you want to understand the ABCs of me in that regard, speak to one Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Thank you, Rob.
We must break now. Listen, we never do this early in the show. I see. You put it up there. Crazy you. It's all just nutty music anyway.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do it really matter? Phone scan. 877.
Oh, it do.
365-3636. We never take your calls this early in the show. Call now for the rotating random phone scan. We'll be full up later.
Do it really matter?
It do. It do. And Beth Ann?
Yeah?
If you ever do talk to Tony Kornheiser, I know he's got that TV show coming out. Tell him good luck with that show. The name of that show is Bob Patterson. Tell him good luck with that. Listen, I'm only being defensive because I believe Tony scarred my girl here.
Yeah, that's not good.
Scarred our producer. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
And listen... Well, never mind.
In the words of a former intern here.
Hey, Tony Kornheiser, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
Right.
Screamed at some baseball player by the gentle giant.
Mike Messina when he played for the Orioles.
And right? Grace. Break here. Your calls earlier than normal. Phone scan lies straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're in real big trouble.
I don't know. After what Dad said last night, there's no telling what he'll do.
Hey, Wally, isn't Eddie Haskell coming over to walk us over to Messager's Field? We could ask him what to do.
Hey, that's a good idea, Beaver. Eddie's been in just about every kind of trouble a guy could get in.
You know, Wally, you're getting more like Eddie Haskell all the time.
Cut that out, Beaver.
It's the sacred time. The time for Don and Mike.
Oh, man, would let me have a right across the foot.
Right, right. Phone scan. For those of you who listen to the whole show every day, thank you. This is your time at 877-365-3636. Like I said, we just jammed up later. We got a trip to give away to the WWE in Toronto, play a game today. We've got the guests. We got Joe delivering the food to the ladies that work at the radio station.
Lots of plates spinning today.
And your calls right now. I want to make sure we get to the phone scan. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Shout out to Don and Mike, man. You guys are lifesavers, Don. You help us get us through our day, and we appreciate it, little buddy.
thank you, little buddy.
Have a great day. Shout out, Stock in California. Peace out.
Thank you, little buddy.
Right.
Shout out to Stockton.
Right on.
Yeah. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Bert. Have you heard my new radio station, Diamond FM?
Did you say this is Bert?
Does he mean the little rap boy that used to work with Jack Diamond?
Yes!
Hey, how you doing, Diamond?
I don't want to get totally inside,
go ahead.
I'll tell you something funny.
Right.
That the guy, see you later, there's a guy who does, boy, Jack Diamond.
Uh-huh.
He's jive, he's awful, he's bad.
He's a phony.
Yeah, thanks. He had a guy who worked with him for a while, like as his yes man.
Yeah, it was like Jack and Bert.
Right. Although it wasn't like our show, even though I talk an awful lot, and you
right.
certainly know my point. Mike has an open microphone.
Right.
At any point, Mike can say, "Hey, you know, you're full of crap," uh-huh. and we do try to do stuff that involves Mike's best talent, which is being
right.
funny, being spontaneous, doing his voices.
Thank you.
This guy on this other show, it's the Jack and Burke show.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what his real. He was kind of like a glorified intern for a while, wasn't
he? Yes, he was. And what happened was. He got fed up, and he went to a radio station in Dallas where he got his own show, and then or he worked on some other guy's show.
He was horrible.
And he came back, and he worked with this other guy, Jack Diamond, again, and they tried to have...
Hey, Diamond.
They would try to have the chemistry, and they never had it.
Right.
Anyway, this weasel, I call him that because he really looks like a rat.
He looked like a little rat boy. You know, like when you see any of those children's books where that are turned into TV movies where, you know, at one point the boy will turn into a mouse.
Yeah.
He really looked like that.
If you got him some of those big-ass ears and you gave him a tail, he could be a rat boy.
And the thing that really killed us about him is he thought he was it.
And Mike, hold on. Here's the bottom line on this story. He's gone to Atlanta where I'm ashamed to tell you. The guy is setting the town on its ear.
Is he really?
The guy is in radio circles for that type of jive. Good morning, we're not going to offend you. We're going to play Celine Dion and then have some crazy game.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He has now surpassed...
Jack Diamond?
Jack Diamond.
Yeah, wow.
Nauseating.
He's considered one of the up-and-coming talents now.
Yeah, no.
Which is impossible because there's no such thing as talent and radio.
Right.
But still...
And his show is called...
The Burt Show.
The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
So for those of you who have heard us for years rag on Harvey and on the rat boy, Burt, just know this, that Burt is now doing better... than Harvey.
Wow. And you know that's got to be killing Harvey.
And maybe not better financially, but I know in the industry...
Right.
...that this guy... There are actually people that say this guy's got a show that maybe could move to a bigger city.
Burt did Pyramid.
Right. He did.
Wow.
When they had bad DJ week on, right. on the Donny Osmond Pyramid show.
Wow.
I don't even think we mentioned that on the... Did we mention that, or was that
He couldn't stop laughing long enough to get it out.
It was a guilty pleasure, wow. I thought. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Two things. First of all, I saw Anchorman.
Appreciate the sentiment, but remember the environment we're in now. You can't say that.
I can't say that.
And I'm very sorry to hear that you laughed so hard that you lost that part of your body.
That's terrible.
Tragic.
That's
And the other thing I wanted to talk about was you said that Fox has that new show on the Trading Spouses.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Dave Chappelle do a bit?
You know, I'm not the Dave Chappelle expert. My kid is. I don't know.
Don't know.
He may have. You know, there's nothing on TV or radio that's totally original. But I will say this: that Trading Spouses show.
Mm-hmm.
I did watch it after we had that lady on last week,
right?
And she's awful on the show. All of the listeners that were calling that had watched that show
that hated her.
Yeah, they were so right on.
She's evil.
I'll tell you that Monday, and they switch families now all the
right.
time on the show. Monday, we're going to have Mrs. Samantha Pelock, who is one of the next mommies on the Fox show Trading Spouses.
Excellent.
So we'll get one of the new mommies on, and Beth Ann has seen the tape, and Beth Ann, well, who, as you know, is very fragile.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She's already said, this woman's just a full-out bitch.
Okay,
wow.
Is she worse than the other lady?
Worse than the one that we had on last week.
All right, and will this show air before we have her on or like the night we have her on?
I think it, don't know.
Okay, because I'd like to...
We'll find out.
I felt at a disadvantage not seeing this mommy when we interviewed her. I'd mm-hmm. sure like to see him before.
It had been on once and then they re-ran it, so I'm not sure.
Right.
We'll find out. Hi, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, Bobby.
Yes. Hey, hi.
I've got a quick suggestion if you feel like hearing it. Is it Rob's kid that keeps cramming things into the toilet?
Yeah, that's Robert Jr.
Yeah, little game out of that. Let us call in, take guesses at it, give clues, kind of like Secret Sound.
What has Rob's kid put in the toilet?
What is Robert thrown in the toilet
Actually,
today?
Actually, there was a pair of things last night that I found when I got home. I was able to retrieve them before having to wash my hands, of course. Care to guess?
I'm going to guess Play-Doh or something like
I'm
that.
I'm going to say a coin.
No, you're closer because it's not. It's something more metallic.
A car?
Travel in pairs. Not a car.
But?
I'll give you a hint. When I got home, I could not change the channel.
The remote.
Batteries
from the remote.
And when I first looked down into the bowl and I saw a pair of double A's down there, I said, what is, who is, oh, they're batteries.
At first you think,
you're ready to like run out and call the doctor.
Yeah, we don't have a cat.
Hello. A cat on steroids.
Hey, that's what I call an acid trip.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Howdy, you're on the air.
I have two questions for Mike, actually.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Mike, what's your handicap? Go ahead.
My handicap currently is a 9.
And I'd also like to note, does Milburn Drysdale have a handicap?
Yes, of course he does.
What is he, Bill?
It's dealing with Granny.
I live Mike's show. Hello. Hello.
Don and Mike?
Third time. Maybe he would have picked up after the previous two. Yeah. Fourth time now, Don and Mike's show.
Don?
Okay, fifth time, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Now he wasn't going to do that originally, and then he's covering for being an idiot.
Right.
And now he's trying to do shtick.
You got three ways you can go. Either dive into what better be the best call we've heard thus far, or you can simply say eject, or you can start over by telling us what town your mom lives in.
Three, two, one.
And you are out of choices. Incidentally, that order would have been, he could have ejected.
Mm-hmm. Eject.
Right. Or he could have said his mom was a whore,
right,
from Whoretown, and then he would have been able to start at what?
That's Joe Hardinger.
Joe Hardinger on the telephone. Hold on a second.
Joe Hardinger.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Don.
Turn down your radio, Joe.
God.
I know what a Fresno is.
He's doing it to be funny. What, Joe?
I know where Fresno is.
Joe said yesterday when we were discussing California geography.
He got a lot of phone calls.
The phones
back
became white hot.
Right, Joe, listen, just buy the wine and cheese.
I'm on my way back. I got the whole schmeal.
And the whole schmeal.
Joe.
Schmeal.
I got glasses and wine and brie and sociables and stoned wheat bins.
Mm.
Stone driver.
Wow.
All right, bye, Joden. See you soon.
Right.
Good job. God, I hate brie.
Got the sociable.
Yeah, it's a little runny. I don't like brie. I don't like neither brie.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike Radio Overlords. How's it going?
Hi, it's going great, my friend.
Yeah, it's great to hear you guys again. After I had tried to attempt a terrible joke on the show 6 months ago, you gave out my phone number, and my wife has not allowed me to listen to the show. My 6 months are up today, so it's great to hear you up here in Rochester.
You've seen the error of your ways, sir. It sounds like you've come around.
Yeah, well...
So what happened? You gave out a bad joke on the show. Is that what happened?
Yeah,
We gave out your phone number.
It was a bad Ken K. Stevens joke, and you guys threw it right back in my face. And I got over 200 calls in the first hour.
So we give out your phone number, as is the deal when people want to call with jokes. Here's what I don't get. Your wife told you not to listen to the show for 6 months? I hope you
I mean,
I don't mind the fact you haven't called. Obviously, I've not missed your call. But I hope you have listened during the last 6 months.
No, well, every now and then when I get a chance. But
so you've cheated.
I mean, she's not with you 24 hours,
she's
right?
She's a radio Nazi. So
she's a radio.
She really supervises your radio listening.
Don't you have any time in the car, dude?
Not between the hours when you guys are on. I'm home taking care of the little ones. So
I suggest what most men in your situation do when they have to deal with it. Dig a root cellar.
Bye bye.
Seriously,
bye-bye.
Dig a root cellar.
Good luck.
Can be used for both hiding and storage of the troublesome spouse.
Don't let her push you around, sir.
Storage of the troublesome spouse.
You know, you're saying that.
Right.
Meanwhile, I love the way on TV now, they're packaging these two stories together. You've got the woman in Salt Lake who's still missing.
Right.
And her husband, who is like certifiably crazy.
He's in an institution now, right?
That's what I mean. They know he did it, but they're looking for... heard the ice dam. They know he did it, and they're just going like to landfills to try to find the body, and it's
right.
A very sad story.
Yes.
But they love following it up then with, and in the Scott Peterson trial, like it's now normal news. It's like, okay, that was time-saver traffic. Now, let's get to our segment with guys who have killed their wives and tried to dispose the body and are now getting away with it.
Frighteningly normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The way they cover it.
The wife killer segment.
Like, it's kind of matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of cloudy this weekend. And let's go over to the Scott Peterson and the other guy that killed his wife.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Howdy, you're on the air.
Hey, how do I get a copy of that list that you guys have of all your affiliates?
Unavailable, my friend. Yeah. Top secret. Why do you need it? You're here in the show.
I'm an overall driver. Sometimes I get in the D.C. area.
All right, well, then hold on. I'll give you a website. Hold on a second. Just a second.
Look it up. Hang on.
Give me a second. www. Okay, everybody else just talk for a second.
All right.
Are you there? Hold on, let me turn the other mics off so you can't hear the other people. Okay, can you just hear me?
Yes.
He'll always have a station to listen to if he has the list that he can drive across the country with. He knows what station to tune in to.
ERS.com.
This is a website.
All right, thank you. That's all I can
do. Here you go. Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks.
You got it. Bye-bye. Enjoy. Look for our pictures.
I like that, Buzz. When I kind of do that gibberish and you do the regular talking.
Narration, yeah.
Look at my pictures on that site.
I might see the whole show like that.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my buddy, my buddy.
Howdy. Well, what's
hey,
up?
How about a little iPod, little buddy?
Oh, how about...
How about get bent, little buddy?
How about you eat one? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Have you seen that new Dennis Leary show, Rescue Me?
God, I want to... Buzz, you've seen it, right?
Yes, I have. It's pretty good.
I ain't a Dennis Leary fan. I'm sorry.
It's supposed to be fabulous.
Rob was asking me about that show the other day. I still don't like Dennis Leary from the commercials for, was it MTV?
So long ago.
Yeah. I don't dig him. I don't know a lot of people who think he's funny. I just don't dig him.
Supposed to be very, very good. It's, you know, he's making his kind of breakout dramatic role here.
I've only seen the premiere. I haven't seen last night's yet, which sounded pretty good, so I'm eager to get home and see it.
It was great. About 15 times.
I actually want to start watching that. That's I'm not a big FX guy.
Though. Right.
Why are you excited? They said faggot.
Well, it's just it was FX, and it's basic cable, and they said faggot and a-hole.
Then you've got to watch Nip Tuck too, because they go a lot farther on that show, and that's on FX.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, because see, faggot's not a dirty word. That's a word you can interpret however you want to interpret.
It's an insulting word to some people.
Yeah,
but,
and then there's other stuff like the a-hole, that's the whole part we can't go near anymore.
Now, do they do that also? Do they have more language?
Looser standards than anything we could do.
I read a review that's about the best review I've ever read of any television show in a long, long time.
Those are two very good shows on that.
It just sounds, apparently this guy, Dennis Leary, I know you don't like him, but he's connected to the firefighters in New York City, right. In a very big way. And he brings a lot of that into this role.
In real life, his family are firefighters.
Yeah, and it's not syrupy. That's the one thing I read about it that intrigued me about it. It's not at all.
I just don't dig it.
Right.
He's no, I'm trying to think of somebody
Will
else.
Ferrell.
Absolutely. No argument there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Uncle Blah, Uncle Mike.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Okay, my friend.
Good. I was wondering if you guys watched that Amish in the City last night.
I got a TiVo. I haven't seen it. Was it any good?
Oh, it's hilarious. Those dudes are just Amish trainables.
Hey, Johnny Norman has just come in here.
Hi, John.
Yeah, I caught the last 10 minutes of it last night, and then you got to check it out. They're repeating it on Friday. I got it all set up to watch.
The Amish show?
Yeah.
Was the guy right about trainables?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
With everything I'm hearing lately, I'm ready to turn my TiVo into Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hello, Don and Mike. You're the last call on this phone scan. Hello?
Don and Mark?
We have to talk to Ryan Seacrest, hairstylist. Yes.
Yeah, are you guys moving to Vermont?
I don't think anybody picked Vermont.
I actually would. I'd put Vermont in my top five.
And Dennis Leary's a thief.
He's a thief?
Why is he a thief?
All his comedy. You never heard Joe Rogan go off about he stole all his bits?
Oh, really? Don't all comedians steal from each other?
Yeah. Probably a little bit. Not you guys.
Not us. Thank you, my friend.
And who doesn't want to be Joe Rogan?
Not us. Who is Joe Rogan?
Fear Factor?
He was on news radio, I think, before that. Well, he's not doing all that
well. Is Joe Rogan the guy that hosts Fear Factor?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's a hump.
Yeah.
There's some talent.
His CD is so funny.
Joe Rogan's is?
Yeah.
I can't stand that.
Seriously, I don't know anything about the dude. I bet he's not as funny as Patton Oswalt's CD.
No way, dude.
When they did the Fear Factor in Las Vegas at Mandalay Bay, and he was talking about dollars.
Dollars. How many dollars? How many dollars? Okay, you're going to put it down for double the dollars? Whatever. You're the last person. What is your name?
Rick.
Rick, where are you from?
Burlington, Vermont.
Burlington, Vermont. Rick, you got the HBO Entourage prize pack. All new episode airs this Sunday night at 10, 9 Central, only on Home Box Office. Enjoy that bag of E that we're sending you.
I love both of ye.
Thank ye. We appreciate it. I won't even hold your comments about Dennis Leary, you know, against you, because I seem to be outnumbered. All you guys seem to like him.
I don't necessarily like him. I mean, I really don't.
I do.
But I think this show is what I'm excited about. Joe's come in with the wine and cheese.
Hi, Joe.
Look, oh, my God. Look what you got.
You
got a feast for these.
Now,
guys.
Listen, hold on. We got a break so we can talk to Ryan Seacrest's hairdresser.
Okay.
Get the stuff ready, and would you consider delivering it shirtless?
Oh, they'll lose their appetite. I got goat cheese, too.
Now, is that a personal statement, or did you buy goat cheese?
I bought goat cheese.
Uh-huh. Well, how about this? Can you at least put the...
It's a hot day, though, Don.
Can you put the presentation together for it? Can you, like, put it out like on a platter or something like that?
Yeah, I think we've got something upstairs.
Okay, good. All right, we'll check back with you in a second. And Ryan Seacrest hairdresser.
We'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, we're in the victory temple. I can't get it. Ah, ah, here it comes. It's chicken, 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 yeah!
Good heavens, no.
Yeah!
The Don and Mike Show. Keep the secret, my precious love. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, no fooling. Don't tell anybody. Well, as predicted on this show months ago.
Seacrest, out.
Seacrest, out. You know this,
Seacrest,
right?
Out. Seacrest,
we are
out. See you guys, Seacrest.
Terribly upset.
Seacrest, out.
Yes.
Seacrest, out.
Seacrest, out.
Seacrest, out. Seacrest, out. Out.
That's a pretty crazy music mix. Ryan Seacrest with The Doors.
Yeah, and I'm speaking of the aforementioned acid trip. I don't know where I was during that.
So we're very worried about Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about him.
And no better way to find out how he's doing than talking again to his hairstylist,
yes,
Dean Berkowitz. Hey, Dean.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Ryan. Let's all welcome Dean back. Remember,
welcome
we
back.
Had him on a while ago.
Oh, we had a great chat with Dean the last time, and it's good to have him back now. It's been probably a tough week for Ryan Seacrest.
Well, you know, it's, of course, it's his baby that's going down, but, you know, he still has three jobs.
Yeah.
Well, now, Dean, here's where we're concerned about. Really, we don't give a rat's ass about Ryan. We care about you.
Of course.
We care about you.
I figured that out by the lead-in.
His hairstylist, you're the one that we care about. Now, without the daily gig of doing the chat show in the afternoon, are you still being as he still has a radio job, and before American Idol comes on, will you have a chance to still do his hair?
Oh yeah, I'm in his contract for everything he does.
Ah, okay. So whatever he's up to. Now you said he has three.
Oh, you know what's in my contract? Incidentally, hair cuttery.
Yeah, someone has to drive you down there every single week. As far as the relationship now, he's got the radio show. He's got American Idol, and what's the other gig that he's got?
Well, he has American Top 40 as
well. Oh, that's right, the American Top 40.
He stole that from Casey Kasem.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So he's got a couple of radio gigs, and hair's not that important. Are you getting any downtime now because he's not doing the TV show on a daily basis?
Well, I'm getting some downtime from him, but I also have, I'm doing a video for Kim Locke, and we have the, Idol audition tour coming up in, 8 days.
So you're not going to be adversely affected by Ryan's failure?
No, because everybody has hair.
Everybody's got hair.
You know what? I just figured out that even with Ryan's latest failure,
yes,
the other show that he's on, American Idol, which is not a failure, that machine starts pumping out. Even the show doesn't come on until January.
That goes all year.
They start with the crap very soon, so you'll be like moosing his hair or doing whatever you do. Like, what did you say? In eight days or something? Or 8 weeks or something?
They start. Serious.
Yeah, I believe the audition tour starts for us August 11th.
Wow, that's a quick turnaround.
But we fly out, I believe. Leave on the 8th to start prepping for everything.
Tell us now honestly, Dean, please. How did Ryan handle the cancellation of the TV show when he got the phone call?
He was frustrated, obviously. I do hate to see it go because it's a ton of fun to work on.
Right.
And if I could say, also a ton of fun to watch.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, I'm
I'm sorry about that. It's on at the same time as we are, you know, I TiVo it every day, but unfortunately it never makes it to my favorite.
Besides Ryan Seacrest on his show, what was the best hair that you got your hands on?
Oh, you
know, well, you know, it was great working with Janet.
Oh, yeah.
Brittany
yeah,
was fun, but she's a piece of work anyway, so.
Brittany's a handful, isn't she?
Yeah, she's just a... Now, yeah, a little off.
Dean, is it a letdown now knowing that the most famous head you're going to be touching is Ryan? I mean, when you would go to work on any other given day when he was still doing his chat show, like you said, you could walk in, you could have Britney Spears' head there. You could have Colin Farrell's head there. And now, sadly, your fingers will be limited
to Ryan Seacrest and a bunch of no-name potential American idols.
Well, I would love to say that he's the only person I do, but I have a lot of other people that I do as well.
Do you have famous people that you still work on?
Yeah, you know, I still work on Lisa Gibbons, and I still do a lot of stuff for the television show Extras, so they have a lot of, you know, people that come in and out.
Sure. And she's a rock, Lisa Gibbons, isn't she?
Yeah, she's awesome.
Dean, if I was to ask you, who's tougher to make up? And I'm talking about their personality. I'm talking about with the amount of work you have to do.
Who's got the worst bedhead?
Yeah. The worst head I've ever worked on is probably Trinise from season 2 on Idol.
From who was that?
Oh.
Trinise. Nobody knows
her. Oh, Trinise, okay.
Dean.
Right.
Yeah, she was the worst to deal with.
And when Ryan goes to do his radio show in the morning, do you trust him? Do you trust him to get that hair, that crazy spiked way on his own?
No, he just wears a hat.
He wears a hat.
Didn't you say, Dean, that you were actually, you had a lot to do with the transformation of Clay Aiken also?
Yeah, he should be owing me 10% of everything he made.
Because, yeah, you know, really, you look at a guy like Clay Aiken, and seriously, I think with what was done with his hair, that was the best transformation of any American Idol. Because that guy was, as far as I was concerned, when he first came on the show, was hopeless. And then you took him in the right direction.
So Ryan,
yeah, I had to bust out the BD books and do a little more research before I could do him.
So Ryan Seacrest, can you just tell us this, Dean? Was he ever, you've said disappointed, I would imagine that. Was he ever angry, visibly angry in front of you?
I haven't seen him physically angry. I think he's just more concerned about the 200 people that are losing their jobs.
And did he ever snap at you, Dean?
200 people worked on that show?
Yeah, because we had a full staff.
Wow.
It was a daily show.
Every single day. And Dean, you know, last time we had you on, you seemed a lot more upbeat. You seemed kind of down. Would that be accurate?
Everybody's bawling around here because it's our last day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today?
We caught you on the rip. Oh, my God.
Hey, but Dean, listen, I know that you're a caring guy and all that, and I appreciate that. You have a good heart. But listen, dude, like, you're okay, right? You're not getting fired?
No, I'm totally good.
Okay, well, then, you know, listen, you know,
open a bottle of wine tonight, and you know, drink a few shots to yourself.
Tomorrow's another day.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have our rap party tonight from 5 to 7.
Oh, you know what? Are they going to try to get Ryan?
I can't be drinking around a lot of straight men because I can't be trusted. Just for the record, I mean, at the end of the day, I know my limit.
Okay. Do you think tonight at the rap party that Ryan's going to, you know, maybe just tie one on?
I've only seen him lit once.
And how is he when he's lit? Is he easier to take than he is on television? Does he let down that nonstop? Listen, I used to live that life, Dean. I used to be, I'm certainly nowhere near as good looking as him.
Disagree.
But, you know, I did the DJ thing, the high energy. Hey, good morning. How you doing out there? Let's get into this thing. All that stuff.
Right.
Anyway, I forgot what I was going to ask him.
He's not always like that.
If when he drinks, he's
still like that, or if
he comes down from that.
So does you ever sit with him and he's just like, hey, dude, what's happening?
Oh, yeah. He's always very normal with me.
Mm-hmm.
And Drew, does he know that he's already outlived his shelf life? Does he know now that he's on borrowed time?
I would love to say that, but he already has like 3 different deals that have already come in.
I think he's still got a long shelf life.
Carson Daly.
He's only 29.
Carson Daly. Well, don't defend him. I'm not totally trashing him here. I mean,
no, we're not.
He could be like
Carson Daly. He could be one of those guys who... Now, Carson Daly...
But I think Dean's got to understand that both of us, with our tongue-in-cheek, kind of lighthearted... I don't want to say celebration of this cancellation of the television show.
No, we just...
It's founded, Dean. You should understand.
I know you're rejoicing in
his... Well, Dean, you have to understand. You have to understand it's founded in jealousy.
Yeah, of course.
Total and complete jealousy.
He's a radio guy that got a TV gig.
And he's pretty, and you know, it's a...
We're fat.
And we're jealous guys.
But hold on, here's a hair question for you that has nothing to do with Ryan. Oh. But you are Ryan Seacrest's hairstylist. Here's Tad in Reno. Tad, go ahead.
Hey, what's happening, Don and Mike?
Hi there. Hi.
Dean, I've got a big question for you. Did you happen to hear the show yesterday?
No, he lives in Los Angeles. Not even Lisa Joyner can hear us. So
anyway, we were talking about the old Donald Trump. What do you think about that hair?
Yeah, that's a good question.
This is the God honest truth. I wanted to send him a tape, and you know, because he's all about changing lives, you know, and right. You know, being the apprentice, blah blah blah.
Uh-huh.
If he would let me cut his hair, he would change my career for the rest of my life.
You know, we had Sam from The Apprentice on yesterday, and Sam claimed
a former apprentice told us that Donald has plugs in the front, implants in the front, a scalp reduction at the crown. Wears an adhesive piece in the middle of his head and then wraps his own hair around that.
What do you think of that, Dean?
Well, if it was in Hollywood, I probably would believe it because it's all smoke and mirrors here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that's way too much work for him to do.
Wait, so you would disagree with Sam?
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, Dean is a hair expert.
Yeah. He is.
And you guys know Lisa Joyner?
Oh, my God. We had Lisa on the show this week.
And you don't know.
I love Lisa Joyner. Oh, yeah. I did her hair when she did some guest stuff on Extra.
Oh, my God. You and I must talk.
Oh, absolutely. Because Lisa Joyner did a very long segment on this show, on her TV show.
Listen, Dean,
I haven't gone to the straight church in 13 years, and she's hot.
There you go. Yeah.
I pray there every day, and I got news for you. Indeed, I would like to give her some communion.
Of course you would.
In the straight church. No, she's beautiful and talented, and I watched her every day on the satellite, because I'm a dope, and I talked about it on the radio. We ended up getting her on the show.
She's very sweet.
No, we don't have to hear the clip. We don't have to.
No, it's... but she talked all about us on her little TV show.
A news lady. Who has better hair? Lisa Joyner or Ryan Seacrest?
Well, Ryan has a ton of hair.
Yes.
And it's... you know, they both have, you know, they're both on camera, so they're both maintenance.
With Ryan, do you use shampoo and conditioner together, or is it shampoo, conditioner, and then re-shampoo?
You shampoo, rinse, condition, rinse.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Never
right.
combine the product. Never shampoo after you condition.
Gotcha. And would you ever use anything like we buy in the grocery store, like Pert?
Yeah.
Because for me, I gotta say, for me, Pert is...
Are you looking for a product endorsement from Dean here for everybody that's listening?
No.
Yeah, you know what? If I were to buy any product over the counter, it'd probably be Infusium 23.
What is it?
Infusium 23.
So that sounds like something my wife would get. And
what do you use?
Pert. When we go to the store, what, are you going to laugh at me for using Pert?
Yeah, because it's funny. It just sounds funny. Yeah.
It smells great.
Buzz, what do you use?
Cheap. You can get it in the big-ass industrial size.
Redken.
Redken.
Redken's fabulous.
I use Suave.
Suave is cheaper than Pert.
I know. I use Suave deep cleaning.
You might as well use Palmolive.
I
dishwashing liquid.
You know that line of Suave that they have for men? I use Suave for men deep cleaning.
Oh. And don't you bust my chops about Pert.
And then I use Clearasil Ice Cool Face Wash.
Now, hey, you know what? I believe I'm going to be in D.C. next... Well, I think it's... let me see. The American Idol audition tour there is the first part
of... Are you coming here?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Dean, listen, if you'll hold on a second and talk to B.A., we'll send a car for you and everything. We'd love to have you come by the station. Come in that day.
Yeah, because, you know, once I get Ryan's hair all flat ironed and like it needs to be, I'm sure I could get a little hall pass to go downtown.
There you go. Hey, now, listen, Dean, hold on a second. If you promise that you wouldn't make me look crazy, On a recent vacation about 3 weeks ago, I took the opportunity to cut my own hair.
Yeah, you need more. Don't we all? Except for
your
Buzz.
Christmas Day.
And it's growing back. Do you think? Now I don't want the crazy spike or the ironed hair or coffee cake hair.
You know, if he agrees to do this, I have a suggestion for you. I think if he agrees to do this, then you should agree to do one thing.
What?
Not touch your hair. Not cut it. Not do anything to it.
Yeah, you're on cutting and coloring restriction.
Yeah. Until Dean gets here to do it.
Let it grow out a little bit.
If we can work something out where he agrees to come in.
I promise.
Then you shouldn't cut. And Dean, would you be up for that if we, like, got you the tools?
Oh, of course. Now, does he have all of his hair?
No, except for the crown.
I have some in my trunk. I can probably
glue it on. I'm going bald up on the top.
Right, on the crown.
Yeah.
Now, if you want me to do a little Donald Trump for you, I can hook you up.
No. And I would trust no one else's hands.
I got a question for you.
Except the man who touches Ryan's secret hair.
Dean, when you obviously you probably have one of those doctor's kit satchels with a man in your line of work, right?
You have a what?
Yeah, a little satchel where you take your stuff with you.
A valise?
I have my man bag.
You got your man bag?
Yeah.
Because I was wondering, would you let him, if Dean agreed to come by, would you let him color your hair?
No.
Well, I mean, he's a pro. He can make you look great.
You're the guy that has issues with gray in your hair. I have no issues with gray in my hair.
What is that supposed to mean?
Moments your hair color is pretty sexy.
Who colors their beard?
I occasionally color my beard.
Okay, a couple of weeks ago when we came in.
It's been irritating chin.
When you look like G. Gordon Liddy.
Yeah, I did such
thing. You guys are like born metrosexuals swapping beauty tip.
Oh my God. Well, anyway, would you cut? You know what? I want my hair cut.
All right, well,
too.
Dean, either way, we'd love to see you. Hold on.
I will change your life one head at a time.
Dean Berkowitz, isn't he wonderful?
Yeah. You're a good guy, and sorry about the cancellation.
Listen, hold on.
You know what? It's all good.
Good. Have a good time at your party.
Hold on, please, Dean, because we'll send a car to get you down here when you come to
Thanks
DC.
For your love and support.
You got it. Dean. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
There he is, Dean Berkowitz.
He gets it. He really does.
Ryan Seacrest, hairstylist.
He totally gets it. And you know what? And I can get I know why he was a little down and it was a little tense at the beginning there. Because, I think he's a little bummed out that the show got canceled. But but he's still, he's got the American Idol thing, too. So he's set. Yep.
200 people. 200 people for that show? Oh, hey, yeah. I'm Ryan Seacrest. What do you think? We love you. Here's the latest video from Beyonce.
Actually, what you need to keep in mind is that 200 people includes the audience.
Anyway, that's Dean. Bring him on.
G. Gordon Liddy.
Mike, that was the day.
It's fine.
I said something to you.
It's okay.
Off the air, I said, wasn't he on the air? Said to you off the air, I said, did you color...
Yes. Nobody. No. You know what?
I said, did you color your goatee?
Can I tell you something?
And you said to me, yes. And then you said,
because there was a hint of gray left in it.
And then you said, yeah. And I think I went a little heavy on the dark.
I know.
And that's why I said the Liddy thing.
Do you know when I do that? Nobody notices as much as you,
Mike. Nobody cares as much as me.
That's right.
Okay.
I can't do that anymore. I do it every week if I could, but it burns. My chin. And I'm not going to go and get it done professionally when it doesn't burn.
Good.
I'm using either Grecian formula or Just for Men beard color, and they both fry my chin, and they don't. It doesn't seem to take the gray out.
Not a Sharpie.
Let's stop for a second, because Joe is ready.
Oh, good.
Not to, I guess maybe, is he going to make the presentation now? We're ready for this?
Well, I don't know. Did you want him to show you the presentation?
Yeah, come on in. Joe's got the wine and the cheese for Jayla and Robbie,
right.
Two women that work in the bowels of this radio station.
Let's see the platter.
They do just ball-breaking work every single day.
Check out the presentation.
And I was talking to Joan, Jayla, before I came in here today.
Oh, my God. Joe, can you do it? Joe, you have outdone yourself.
Look at that. Patsy Cline CD.
Oh, my God. That is fantastic.
What we thought we'd do, is send them some wine and cheese to go with their Patsy Cline music that they
look at this. He hit a home run.
Yeah. So, Joe, describe, please, everything you've got.
Well, we've got the Kendall Jackson Chardonnay.
Very good.
Two nice goblets or wine glasses, obviously.
Right, right.
Some goat cheese, which is really good. I already tried it.
Uh-huh.
Some brie that's not runny. That's actually the soft brie.
Okay.
and some stone wheat thins and some sociables.
There you go.
Perfect. So the thought is there are these two wonderful ladies that have worked here, in one case worked with us for over 20 years. They're back there in the sweatshop.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Joan, their surroundings, the gulag they're in is so depressing.
Sure.
She had to bring a goddamn Patsy Cline CD in
trying
today.
To cheer things up.
Wow. Joe, if you wouldn't mind, go on back.
Are we gonna call him and get the reaction when Joe walks in?
Call the office right now. What's that number, Robbie? You remember?
Was it 890?
Yeah, it was. You're right. Big 89. Here we go. Now we'll call back to J-Line, Robbie, and wait for their reaction when Joe comes in.
Traffic.
R-E-J. Hey, what's that? Is this Joan?
Yes, it is.
J-Law, it's Don and Mike. We've got...
J-Law, we want to hear your reaction because you're going to be getting a surprise in about 10 seconds.
Okie
dokie. Okay, so you've got... Now, do you have your Patsy Cline? Do you have any other music back there in your gulag office that you can listen to when your stuff gets there?
Oh, yeah.
Did it come in yet? Did Joe come in?
Not yet. Yeah.
All right, wait a minute.
What else might you be...
Oh, my God.
Ah, there we go.
It's
there. There
now.
We go.
Look, isn't that a real tray and real glasses and
oh
real stuff?
Oh, my God. This is wonderful.
Enjoy. Now, Joan, here's what we want you to do. We want you to get good and stinking drunk.
Oh, good. And who's going to drive me home?
Well, call your husband or call your daughter.
Oh, yeah, I could call my daughter.
Right, yes, you could. Joan, like all of us, has a kid old enough to be a designated driver.
Here's the deal. You enjoy your wine, enjoy your cheese, and crank up the Patsy Cline.
Well, thank you. And here's to you guys. Thank you so very much.
Rock out back there.
All righty.
Is Robbie back there, too?
Oh, yes, she is.
All right, say hi for us.
I will.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Lada.
Bye-bye.
There she goes.
Hey, Lada.
Hey, Lada.
Yeah, dive into that cheese. And the wine.
Have a good time. Yeah, you know, go easy on the cheese, go heavy on the wine.
Yeah, they'll be having some fun. They usually leave together anyway, right?
They
walk to their cars together chatting happily. They'll be chatting happily today.
Yeah, I was going to say, most days it's like, do you believe we work in this hellhole, God?
Right.
Do you believe how long do we have until we die, until we go to hell before which would be better than working here. But today, they'll walk out smelling not of the stench of the evil work that's being done here.
Yeah, and then tomorrow they won't even show up for work. They'll just send in a videotape of them standing in back of Bobby Hollingsworth at gunpoint.
We got it right here.
Bobby is their immediate supervisor,
mm-hmm.
who Mike incidentally is still out with that hip surgery.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's hip to be square.
I didn't know that.
So best wishes to Miss Bobby.
I had no idea. See, some things I don't know. I wouldn't have made a joke about Bobby if I knew she was under the knife.
I didn't know either. And I wouldn't make any joke at all because I have the pleasure of giving Bobby sponge baths.
There you go.
That's how much I care about our employees.
Did we send flowers to Miss Bobby at the hospital?
No, we didn't. And the reason is, and I'm quoting Miss Bobby now,
mm-hmm.
I don't want any flowers.
Oh, okay, all right, no problem.
Yeah, that's her. I asked somebody. Is there anything? I don't want any flowers. That's Bobby. That's the way she.
Okay,
does.
No problem.
Just think, when she gets that new hip, she's going to be Bionic Bobby,
which is what we all need.
So thank you to Joe for going out and getting the stuff
for
Joe, for Joe, and for Robbie, the two girls that have to work in that back stink hole back there.
All right, and get your reports in.
Hey, Bobby, that's Mike doing that.
Yeah, it's Mike.
That's Mike doing that.
Time to walk my dog.
Now, here we are trying to build bridges, Mike, and you're burning while I'm trying to build.
Bobby's here. Come on.
You know what this is like?
This is like, you're crushing my leg.
This is like a little kid, and really, I'm not kissing this woman's ass. There is nobody in this building. I want to tell you something. The biggest power authority in this building of WJFK Radio, it's not the general manager. It never has been through various general managers.
Right.
The toughest person at this radio station has always been Miss Bobby.
That's right.
Always has been, always will be. And Bobby, I want you to know that was Mike that was making those sounds with the animatronic hip or whatever it is that he's doing. And I want to say for the record, I don't find it funny.
Yes, right.
I don't find it funny.
And she knows I love her, that I'm kidding. And when I say
you,
when she comes back, that she'll be walking the hallways like a velociraptor.
You know, it's going to be no problem at
That's
all.
That's not funny. That's not... Mike? Okay. Bobby, I know you're not going to remember a lot of this because you're on medication right now.
We can make the hip better than it was before.
But just remember this. All the... That's from Mike.
That's right.
Okay. You know, so, Bobby, let's review.
Okay.
What does Mike...
I'm very sorry, Bobby.
What does Mike bring to your awful situation with your hip, Mike? And what do I bring? What do I bring? Would you like the loofah, darling?
Yeah, I know, I know. You've always had a special relationship with her.
World of difference.
You know, you ever think maybe I'm doing this humor because I'm jealous of that relationship you have with her?
Yeah, and some men would call it less than desirable duty. I say, while Bobby's laying there with her replaced hip, I say, darling, let me shave your underarms.
There you go. Good for you.
Let me.
I think we've evened the playing field now.
Well, Mike, I would have said something in previous shows.
Oh, I understand.
But now I have to tone it down. You know,
I think especially you don't want to talk about that with all the laser surgery that we have on the show.
Let me.
Should a sponge bath take 2 hours?
If you do it right, it does, Rob.
I suppose you're right.
If you ask Buzz how to do it, he does it like he does, like cats do it.
Yeah, that's right. It's a tongue bath.
That's mm-hmm. right.
It's a tongue bath. Any nasty hairs, Buzz just bites them out.
Absolutely. Bite and swallow.
That's Mike. Mike, bad kid, screwing with a woman who controls your paycheck. That's
I'm right. back.
I want to say something, and I mean this, if she was even, I mean, not in the building,
right.
if she was like at another radio station, but within distance in of town. Getting in her car and driving
right.
here.
Right, I know, I'd be a dead man.
You would not even have had the balls to say any of that stuff.
I know, maybe she's listening right now.
Maybe
it's not funny. I'm going to stop, I don't know why I can't. Yeah.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
It ain't funny. For the record,
who's that?
She's here. Attention contest pigs.
Yay.
Where else would you rather be than right here?
Listen now.
Right now.
Contest pigs. All of you people that call radio stations and try to win prizes all the time, stand by. Your master pig who's written some stupid book about how to win lottery sweepstakes and contests.
Greedy Boston.
He's coming on.
Steve Austin, astronaut, a man.
Miss Bobby.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
$6 million hip.
Make the world's first bionic man.
I cannot let this happen.
We'll be that man. Better than he was before. Stronger. Faster.
Bobby Hollingsworth.
Oh, that's awesome.
9.0.
She's going to come back better than she was before.
Better, stronger, faster.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You're just lucky I can't find her home phone number.
No, don't do that. Come on, it's fine. Please.
we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, it's time for another kooky, crazy call.
Another kooky, crazy call is a copyrighted feature.
And this time, we're calling a pet store. And I'm going to disguise my voice and attempt to purchase 10 parakeets. Let's see what happens.
Hello, House of Pets.
Do you sell parakeets there?
Yes, we do.
Uh-huh. Excuse me. How many do you have?
I think we have 7 or 8 at the present time.
Well, I'm going to need 10.
Well, we have another store in the area, and I'm sure we could get 2 more from them.
I see. In other words, you'd have to go to another store then, huh?
Yes, we would.
Okay, well, let me think about it, and I'll get back to you later.
All right. Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thanks for listening, Chief. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Chief, let's do it.
station shout-out now.
Yeah.
These are our decade of indifference stations as we celebrate 10 years of being syndicated. These were the stations that signed on in the beginning and still run the show today. Of course, 106.7 WJFK Washington.
Yeah, they've been around for a long time.
Here we go. And WZAN Portland, Maine. KHTK Sacramento, California. KCPS Burlington, Iowa. WHTK Rochester, New York. And even though we've changed stations, we still count. Live 105 Baltimore.
Yeah.
And KFH FM and AM Wichita.
Cool.
For the decade of indifference. Now, the caller 100. Secret Sound is worth $900.
Oh, I feel good today.
Mm. And I think I got a killer clue for you today.
Oh, it's about time we had a killer clue. Yeah.
To win the money. $900, 877-365-3636. Dial recklessly, you animals. Prize pigs, remember, you can only win once every 30 days. And while you're calling now, chill out. We're not going to, like, do the phones as fast as we normally do. Slowly to 100, because we're going to... We're going to wait to talk to this guy. There's no paperwork on this, Mike. This is just a book.
Author of.
How to Win Lottery. Oh, you're ready to write down, what are you doing?
I'm looking at the little thing for him.
Oh, I didn't know you had a little thing. I apologize. I didn't know you had a thing over there.
Yep, I do.
See, I didn't know. Beth Ann Gay, I didn't know that there was a thing that went with
Rob
this guy.
Rob gave it to me.
Oh, you did.
Well, Rob gave me the thing.
Why'd you give him the
thing? So he knows his name.
Why'd you give him the thing, though?
So he knows his name.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I have...
Just tell me if you're going to tell him something.
How to increase your chances of becoming a winner. Strategies for choosing lottery numbers.
See, normally he doesn't get this stuff. It's okay, I'm fine with it.
About lotteries, sweepstakes, contests taking place nationwide.
Right. The guy's
Steve Ledoux.
Anyway, he's a contest pig.
Yes.
That's the main thing. He's a contest pig.
Right. This is the second edition of the book. By Steve Ledoux, America's sweepstakes king.
See, normally we just give Mike, like, the name and...
Right.
And
I'm not allowed to have anything.
No.
If I do, I could... Because when I do, I get excited, and it all goes to hell. And I know it better than anybody else. Like, right now, I'm brimming with excitement.
I know you are. I know you are.
Oh, my. All this material.
Rob, don't ever give him papers.
No sharp objects, no papers.
No papers. So we're going to call the contest pig. This is a guy who's won radio contests.
Right.
TV contests.
I know.
Lottery.
No, there's very little information in here, actually. I gave it all to you.
There's also very little information in this book.
Yeah, I mean, how do you pick lottery numbers? That's what I want to ask the guy, for God's sake.
I mainly want to ask him just about radio stations.
He obviously has played a lot of contests, but
right.
I mean, a strategy for picking lottery numbers? We'll get it.
He is a prize pig, a professional winner.
There's also an entire chapter on how to win bake-offs.
Really?
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see.
Anyway, hello, let's see, Steve?
Yes, this is Steve.
Steve, hi, it's Don and Mike. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being on the air with us.
Well, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
We have your book. Mike, what's the name of that book?
The name of the book is How to Win a Lottery and Get Filthy Rich.
No, come on.
No, the name of the book is How to Win Lotteries, Sweepstakes, and Contests in the 21st Century.
No.
The second edition by Steve Ledoux. It's Ledoux, right, Steve?
That's right.
The America's Sweepstakes King.
See, this is why we don't give Mike everything to read. But anyway, I'm kidding. I asked
up because I don't know. I'm throwing it away.
No. I asked for it. I asked for it.
Right.
You read the whole friggin' press release.
Well, no, I know. What I read was the title of the book. Is the title of the book not... How to Win Lottery, Sweepstakes, and Contests, the 21st Century.
This is why we
second
don't
give second edition. That's right.
This is why we don't give Mike the paperwork.
I think it wins a prize for being the longest title out there.
Yes, it is a very long title.
You're a prize pig.
Exactly. You know, what got me started when I moved out to L.A., the first week I was out here, I was on Match Game and won $6,000.
Oh, Rob, he was
so
on your game.
So that's what got me hooked to winning. But I found out quickly you can only do one game show every year. So I started looking for other ways of winning. Because that one show got me addicted, and I didn't win anything. I tried filling out sweepstakes for
him. How was Gene Rayburn? How did you find him?
He was really good. I won $6,000 matching McLean Stevenson to fall off a blank.
Fall off? What was the winning answer? Fall off a log?
Fall off a horse.
Fall off a horse.
Yes.
McLean Stevenson.
Then I've been on five other game shows. The last one was being Wheel of Fortune, and I didn't do too well on that. But
For our listeners who like to win the crummy prizes that we give away, what tips do you have for people who want to win prizes from radio stations? And we're doing a contest right now while you're on to be the 100th caller.
Really?
Yes.
Well, one thing that I found with call-in contests, a lot of people get into a rhythm with the fast redial on their phone.
Right.
And they hang up when sometimes they could be getting through. They get into that fatal redial syndrome. The other thing is, I've found out by talking to people, if you have all the extra bells and whistles on your phone, such as call waiting and callback features,
yes,
these actually slow down your phone's redial, oddly enough.
How do you, all right, enough about radio. How do you win a recipe or a bake-off contest?
Well, I entered a fried chicken recipe contest. I don't cook, but it was sponsored by Wesson Oil. And I took a basic recipe contest out of Betty Crocker, and I put some coconut in it and some peanut butter because they wanted originality. And I came up with what I thought was a catchy title, Cracklin' Double Nut Fried Chicken, the net being coconut and peanut. Mm-hmm. And I won the
grand
prize.
You're crazy, all right.
And I tried making the recipe at home, and it burned. It didn't work. But I put it on this neon paper. I decorated my envelope. So it kind of called attention to itself. So I just
What did you win for winning a baking contest?
I won $300 and a certificate of excellence suitable for framing.
Now, in your book, you have all these shows. It's stuff that's on the air now, obviously before the book was printed. I guess this would be your tip. And you have some good tips. For every bad show that you've got in here, you've got a hit. You've got, American Idol Productions, Average Joe, Debt, that was an awful show that was canceled. Blind Date, I don't know if that's still on the air. Family Feud.
Yes, that's coming back.
Lingo, Fear Factor, Pet Stars, that show stinks. Scrabble, no longer on the air. Of all of these shows, American Idol.
Yes.
The prize on American Idol is winning the record contract. We just had Ryan Seacrest hairdresser on the phone.
Yes, Dean Berkowitz.
What tips would you give any of our listeners who are foolish enough to want to be on American Idol?
I would say go for it, especially if they want to. They have people on the show that are horrible singers, mm-hmm. and that's part of the fun of it. So if you like being on TV and you want to make a fool out of yourself, if you don't have talent, go for it.
Well, what about the argument that I would make that back in the day, when I remember when we were kids, there were game shows on all the friggin' time. Every channel had a game show. Now you've got Wheel of Fortune.
He's mentioned how many game shows he's actually been on as a contestant. Is there a strategy that gets you through to, be a contestant on these shows?
My strategy is I have an advantage living in L.A.
Right.
I get the Sunday classified section of the L.A. Times, and I look for brand new game shows that don't have a backlog of contestants. So a lot of the game shows I've been on have been canceled in the first few weeks.
Oh, okay. So that's how you do it.
The other thing, I was on a show on CBS called Blackout and won $12,000, and that was hosted by Bob Goen, who's now on Entertainment.
And incidentally, that was originally Rob's idea for a show, and it was where you would just go to a black neighborhood.
Right. Oh,
and it's called
God.
Blackout, Rob would just go out and say, get out.
It never worked. It never made it out of the pilot stage.
What about the lottery?
Honestly, what I found out that helps you get on a game show is when you show up an audition, they always have you get up and tell about yourself, like a quick self-speech. So I always have something ready to say that's kind of catchy. A lot of people get up and say, I have a wonderful wife and two kids, and I'm happy to be here. When I tried out for Wheel of Fortune, I did horrible on the test. I only got a few things right, I believe. So when they selected me as a contestant, I was truthfully shocked, and of course it kind of followed through and I didn't do well on it.
Well, dude, obviously you have a book that you're promoting, and we've got you on at least this crummy show to talk about it, so you've got some level of success. If you don't mind, all these game show appearances, all the radio stations, all the baking contests, how much have you won?
Well, that I don't answer.
Why, because of the IRS?
I won't give you a dollar amount, but I've won over 500 sweepstakes and contests.
And as far as lotteries are concerned, I mean, how in the world can you, can there possibly be a strategy for lottery?
Well, with lotteries, of course, the odds are so against you. In California, for the lottery, it's your odds are 1 in over 41 million chances of winning the jackpot.
Yeah.
So the best you can do, of course, in lotteries is just to try and increase your odds any way possible. For example, in my research, I found that if you choose a quick pick, letting the computer select the numbers
for like pick five,
it's more likely to have a winning ticket as opposed to the hand-picked counterpoint.
So use the computers.
Right. With the hand-picked numbers, a lot of people get numbers that correspond to anniversaries or birth dates that are calendar numbers, 1 through 31, so you're not getting the full range of the numbers out there. But truthfully, I stick, my best odds are with local sweepstakes. That's where I've had the most success. And sometimes entering these big national sweepstakes, it's like trying to win the lottery. The odds are so against you. But I figure if you're not in it, you're not going to win it.
Are, you are you a nerd?
Well, some people might say, is this all you do is sit around and enter sweepstakes? When I first started out doing
Are you a nerd?
I spent way, way too much time doing it.
Are you a nerd?
Maybe in some ways.
There you go. Yeah. Honest. What about, like, say,
nerd.
Do you ever go to, like, to regular casinos, Atlantic City, Las Vegas, that type
now
of thing?
Now, that's a great question, Mike. Do you ever do some real gambling?
Yes, and I always lose. I, you know, like everyone else, if you go up to Vegas or something and you win, by the time you leave, you usually put it back in because what else is there to do? But my best luck is I was vacationing on an Indian reservation area near Four Corners and went in, won a $600 jackpot, and then got back in my car and continued sightseeing. So
that's
truly
the way. That's the way to do it. Yeah. That's what I always do.
Of all the game shows you were on, here's the last question I have for you. Who is the nicest game show host of the game shows we would have heard of? And you could even go obscure on our ass, like Card Sharks or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But of all the game shows you were on, who was the nicest host, and who was the host who was the biggest jerk?
That's a tough one. I would say that Gene Rayburn was the nicest.
Oh, that's great.
Right from Match Game.
Hey, Rob, you're going to be jacked about that.
And he had been doing it for so long.
And who was the biggest
jerk? Gosh.
Come on.
Was it Wade Martin? Sajak just kind of, he came across friendly enough, but if the camera wasn't on him, I think he could care less who was standing.
Yeah. Not surprised.
Good.
You didn't disappoint us with that, Steve.
We like that. Steve, here's a plug for your book, How to Win Lottery Sweepstakes and Contests of the 21st Century. Now, available at Amazon, Borders, etc. We have a contest right now, the Secret Sound Contest. I'm going to give you a chance to listen to the sound and see if you can guess it. And then we'll have a caller 100 after we hang up on you. I'll tell you what we're going to tell our listeners.
Okay.
It is a common everyday sound. I've given a bunch of clues.
Right.
Some of the clues are inside for people who listen to the show, but I'll tell you the clues nonetheless, including the new clue for today.
Mm-hmm.
The clues that I've given in the past have been hygiene, personal hygiene, Bob. And now the clue that will make no sense to you, but I hope will make sense to people listening, and especially the guys in the room here.
Uh-huh.
Bob the intern.
Okay.
Bob the intern. Having said all of that, and this is worth $900 when we do this, here's the sound. Now that's the first time you heard it, that's the first time you heard the clues, and the last clue doesn't even make sense to you when I say Bob the intern, but that's the sound. What do you think that is? Would you have a guess?
Spitting out a BB.
Wrong.
No, sorry, absolutely.
Oh, we're sorry.
Absolutely wrong. Oh, Mike wants a pen. You think you got it, Mike?
Yeah, but I got a guess. I'm going to give you a guess.
Write it down. Anyway, listen, we got to go to get our caller 100. Steve, the prize pick. Thank you for being on our show.
I enjoyed it. Thanks a lot.
All right, see you, dude.
Bye.
Interesting.
There goes. There goes the prize pick.
At least give me the favor of saying that if there's anything in this that is remotely close, all right?
Well, I think that you should get remotely close by the clues I've given you.
All right.
And Mike, partly.
Okay.
What Mike wrote was partly, and Buzz also, I'd say, be more specific.
Yeah, okay? I figured that.
So having said all of that, time for a caller 100. All right.
this is interesting.
Because Mike is getting close and Buzz is getting close with what they're writing down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, they're not saying it so you guys at home can play the game, too.
Oh.
Here we go. This is now worth $900, and right here is caller 100.
Right, yeah.
Right, yeah. Oh, and hey, listen, if you like all you contest pigs, stand by. We're also giving away the WWE SummerSlam Live to Toronto.
Well,
what are you holding up now? No, Mike, that's not right.
Okay, all right.
A trip to Toronto, airfare and hotel, WWE SummerSlam Live, Sunday, August 15th in Toronto. We'll give it away later. Now, caller 100, hello there.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, what's your name, my friend?
This is Rob from Baltimore.
Rob from Baltimore, on the aforementioned Live 105.
Hmm.
You got the HBO Entourage prize pack.
Ah.
All new episodes Sunday night at 10, 9 Central, only on home box office. Now you're going to play for $900.
All right.
That gets important that I ask you, how long have you listened to the show?
About a year and a half now.
Okay, you may not, then the clue about Bob may not work
help.
For you.
No.
Here are your clues thus far. Okay, Mike, you got it.
So you know, it kind of drives me nuts when I you
know,
when
it
I,
does.
And I,
yeah, close.
I mean I was going crazy.
You got it.
Congratulations.
That was Mike pointing at Buzz.
Yeah.
Now having said that, do my clues make sense to you?
Oh, phenomenal. They're the best clues, you know, and you know the most recent one a listener of the show will have an advantage.
That's
I mean, a long time listener of the show will
right.
have a big advantage.
So here you go for $900 in cash. Your clues are hygiene. Personal hygiene. Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Bob the intern.
Right.
Right? There you go. Good luck. $900. We'll play you the sound right now. Right, yeah, right, yeah.
Caller, name this sound.
Name the sound. There it is. Now, you, of course, you get the Regis Philbin music. And Buzz, how's it feel? Mike beat you to one.
Oh, I'm baffled. Got a good song today.
Here it is. One more time, that's the sound for you.
You're getting closer to the cash.
Yeah. Yeah. I like when you pull out the Grand Funk Railroad, Mike, because I'm a fan of the GFR.
Yeah, well, I was kind of euphoric today.
Closer to... That's not the same one as a... Is that... I'm your captain.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know the lyrics.
I'm your captain / closer to home. That's the song.
I like Grand Funk.
Yeah.
Hey, we have bad time, don't we?
Grand
Funk.
Sure.
I'd like to just play that just for a second.
Mark Farner.
That's a kick-ass song. And that's, for me to say, it's great. It's a great radio song. It's got absolutely no intro on it.
Mm-hmm.
Used to drive me nuts. I would still talk, even when they were singing in the beginning.
Sure.
I'm in love with a girl that I'm talking about.
I'm in love. Oops. Ooh, I can't. It's out of my range.
With a girl that I can't
really?
Live without. I'm in love, but I must have picked a bad one. Listen, now,
bad time to be in love.
I think that's a bad time to bring this up. You, my friend, here you go. We're still looking for the record.
Yeah.
For 900
Hello?
Bucks. Yeah, for 900 bucks, what's that sound?
The best I can come up with is just a shower diverter pin on a bathtub spigot.
Could you please repeat that?
It's the shower pin that it drops on a bathtub.
We're sorry.
I'm just screwing with you. You had it wrong from the very beginning. No, and don't forget that every guest is
a clue for you.
And that means tomorrow when we
Come
do this different sound.
People.
Tomorrow. Mike, it's so easy, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
Tomorrow when we play the secret sound game, it's worth $1,000.
All right.
All right, thank you. Hold on a second. Rob, I can't find it there.
It's on a high number one, I know that.
I know as well. We got all of our CDs here. Give us just a goddamn second. I know it's right on the very top. It's right there with We're an American Band.
We're an American Band.
It's going to drive me nuts now. Can't find
it. We're trying to find it desperately in the studio right now.
Because I do like Grand Funk. Boy, are they great. I don't like anybody else. No. Here's the Locomotion by Grand Funk. Something by them.
That's good.
Why do we have You Should Hear How She Talks About You by Melissa Manchester?
I don't know.
Never play that.
That is a great record. No.
That is a great record if you're Ryan Seacrest's hairdresser. Okay?
I like anything with Melissa Manchester. I like
it?
My lady.
Got it? All right, here it is. By Grand Funk, bad time.
You want a jingle?
I'd like to shave her armpits.
Manchester?
Manchester, yeah.
Is it Manchester?
Oh, yeah.
I believe you could.
She's sexy.
I think it goes all the way down to the belly button area. Okay.
Andy Bonds, today, oh, Bonds of Freedom, oh, Bonds of Freedom, Andy Bonds,
oh, no. Mark Warner, Grand Funk.
I see to buy your share of freedom today.
Grand Funk. Love that.
That's a good song.
That's
yeah,
good.
I really can't find it.
They don't make them like that anymore.
That was fantastic.
Rob can't find it either. We've got like every useless radio friendly song that was ever made. We'll find it. We'll come out of the break with it. And we'll tell you how we're going to be giving away the attention prize pigs, the trip to Toronto for the WWE SummerSlam.
Something good's going to happen.
We'll be. Oh, you got it? Here we go. Grand Funk.
From the valley, they say you are leaving. We will miss your bright eyes and sweet smiles. They say you are taking the sunshine that brightened our pathway a while. Now come and sit by my side, little darling.
Now listen, I could track this album all day. Simply say,
River Valley
will be.
And the boy that has loved you so true.
Right back.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
And that night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Don.
You like firm and glaze?
Hey, you bless it, I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
Who?
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think. So what, no f***ing ZD now?
Hey! Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party. And you're trying to get me to go, but I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD. Because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here's Grand
Yeah,
Funk.
Baby. All right, Melissa, my lady.
Now we're rocking.
Oh, man, you should hear how she talks about you.
Featuring new dimensions of hatred. The Don and Mike Show.
Working at a crappy AC.
This is Mike's musical choice. Melissa Manchester, get out of here, please. We couldn't find the Grand Funk. Bring in the copy from home tomorrow. On the show tomorrow from the NFL Network, and hold your hand up if you watch it. Oh, that's a surprise. I'm the only one. And incidentally, I was talking to everybody listening to the show, all 3 to 6 million people listening right now.
Right. I watched him when he was on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
I have a question about him on that NFL channel. Do they even make mention of the fact that he's like a nerd?
Rich Eisen?
Yeah. Is it sort of understood? What's his image?
I've never thought that Rich Eisen was a nerd. I always thought that Rich Eisen was...
Rich Eisen was one of the funny ones.
Smarmy, Craig Kilborn-y, but not as bad as Craig Kilborn.
I can't stand some of the guys I see on ESPN now, and I wish Rich Eisen was still on ESPN.
Anyway, he's good. He's good on that NFL show on the NFL channel. We'll have him on tomorrow, a Monday on the show. If you like the show with Trading Spouses, the one on Fox, the Trading Mommy show,
very popular.
They've got new mommies coming on next week, and Mike, it is a brand new mommy. We'll have her on the night that she debuts.
Very, very exciting,
Mrs. Samantha Pelock.
Ah, the Pelock family.
She's coming on the show.
It's the feud.
Now listen, I wasn't. They're no Biggins.
Right,
okay,
no.
Remember the Biggins family for sure. Training Spouses.
Yeah, the Biggins and the bitchy lady and now the Pelock.
These are the Pelocks. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to give away a trip for two, airfare and hotel for WWE SummerSlam. You want to play this game, you got to pay some attention. First, get out a pencil. And number two pencil, please.
Yes.
And you ever thought about this? A number two pencil. No, I'm not gonna. It's not dirty.
Okay.
The number two pencil is the most popular pencil.
Right.
Why is it number two?
I've never. It's the lead. A good
right.
question.
These are the things that I say.
I'm answering. I have a legitimate answer. I know the answer to that.
What is it?
It's number two lead. Their lead is graded by.
But still,
no lead in it. Huh? They use graphite. I thought a lead pencil. I thought it was that's why they called it a number two.
College guy might have been wrong.
No, I mean, it used to be lead. No, there's no lead in pencils.
See, well, whatever.
Why do they call it a number two pencil? Because that's the hardness of the graphite that they use.
Actually,
so it's the material that's in the pencil is graded by 1, 2, 3, right?
By its hardness, yes.
That's okay. It wasn't lead, but I mean, it's the you know, it's that.
I thought it had to do with
Buzz.
Thought it had to do with
the. Hey, Buzz, what's the secret sound?
But shouldn't it really be the number one pencil?
Yes, yes, it is.
Because it's the pencil.
Is there a number one? Is there
yes,
such
there
a thing
is.
As
yes,
a number
there
one?
Is.
There's
a
harder
school
pencil.
There is, yes, mm-hmm. there is a number one.
It writes dark as pitch. It does. Great for a crossword puzzle.
Actually lighter.
So
I
there's
think
no
it's
lead. Hey, let's get the lead
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Somebody get the lead. Do we have any Led Zeppelin?
There's no lead in the pencil. There's no lead in pencils.
I
don't know how that got started, but it's incorrect.
Kids.
Well, Jesus, I've always thought it was lead pencil.
No.
Like, I need a lead refill or something like
that. Oh, no,
that.
I heard
still call
the same
them
thing.
That, but it's not correct. It's graphite. Well, they didn't have graphite back when I was a kid, did they?
Sure they did.
I'm sure they did, Mike.
Really? All right.
All I know is that right now at the Don and Mike Show, it's time to get the lead out. As we do every day at this time, we stop with the nonsensical chatter. We'll give you three deep cuts in a row right now. Don and Mike Show, a fool in the rain, get the lead out.
Well, there's a light in your eye, keep shining.
Yeah, right.
Like a fire.
You think I'm kidding about this?
I want more evidence on that.
Okay. I'm getting the lead out?
No.
How about this, my friend? Yeah. You might remember this from the album simply titled Led Zeppelin 3.
On 81 WYRE.
Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, get the lead out.
The very night you should break the ice. Let it all achieve on your mind.
Stop it. Well, you learn something every day.
One, two, three.
My baby don't ever
yeah.
Cry.
Yeah. Get the lead out. Cast out that lead.
No, no,
this is like the... It's a I remember when you used to like that Outkast song.
I love that song. I love that song still.
Are we?
I love that song always.
Are we getting the let out or not?
Jesus. You can tell you guys got your records out.
Welcome to WGAY.
Oh, it's so nice.
How you doing? My name's Bruce. That's WGAY.
Oh, my God.
Like a Friday, Thursday, whatever. Listen, we're going to give away
the Dean Berkowitz Show.
We're giving away the money.
Oh, yeah.
Cannibalism. Cannibalism rules on K98 FM. It's a great song by the Boys.
I wish we could play to that part where he hits that high note.
Timothy, yeah. We'll let it roll here.
All right, good.
It's a song about cannibalism.
Uh-huh.
It's called Timothy.
Right.
It's really about cannibalism.
Yes, cannibalism.
Yes, it is.
Guys trapped in a mine.
There's Joe and me and Tim. Tim and me. And they end up eating Timothy.
Yeah.
To my stomach.
Timothy,
is this your love?
Why don't I
you taste that chicken.
Table for two.
Okay, stop it. Put the records away, Rob.
Oh, that was fun.
Put the records
I'm
away.
Getting the letter.
Listen, it's time. Yeah, we got the letter. It's time to give away the trip, the WWE trip. So get out your pencils and your paper, because we're going to play... Can you get to 10?
Now here's your chance to win a prize from Don and Mike's own.
Let me explain this to you in just a few seconds. Now keep in mind, we don't do the same show that we used to do pre-FCC.
Exactly.
And we love doing the show like this, even more than we loved before. However, there are certain elements that can still live.
Mm-hmm, right.
For instance, the payoff on Can You Get to 10 is that you have glorious 5, 6, or 7-way sex.
Right.
You can still say that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You can still say that. That's still funny.
Like you must.
What we need to do is come up with a list of celebrities. Guys, start thinking right now.
I've already got my one choice that I hope's in it.
Well, I tell everybody listening that the purpose of Can You Get to 10 is this. We will come up with 10 incredible lies, mm-hmm. each more unbelievable than the one that preceded it.
Right.
You call up your mom or dad, tell them you're on the radio doing a true confessions thing. If you get through all 10 lies, spinning it however you want, but you got to get the basic facts in with the people in that we give you here, you'll win the WWE trip, the SummerSlam trip.
May I just say that you don't go wrong by using the Democratic National Convention this week. And I think you have to have Ben Affleck involved.
But, Mike, here's the thing. Yeah, I'm all for that. But and Robbie said to me it should be about Boston. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to be in Boston.
No, you don't have to be in Boston. No. And you can fudge it. You know, right. You can do it that way.
So, if Mike's choice is Ben Affleck,
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the names that I have here during the break.
Okay.
George Eads from CSI.
That's a good obscure one. I like that.
Dennis Leary, who we were just talking about.
Right.
And Melissa Manchester.
Okay, I just have one more, then.
Sure.
Michael Moore.
Hey!
Okay, done. Although, the thing about that is, that might be the one that's almost too credible. He's so hot right now.
I agree.
He's so hot.
Maybe for a future game we use.
Yeah, we could use
Michael
Moore.
You're right, he's too hot.
He's too hot. Your mom or dad would never believe you're having
that might be the one
five-way sex with...
Oh, stop it.
With Michael Moore. Buzz, name a celebrity. Name someone who's at least famous right now. Top of your head.
Ooh, man. Georgia Fox, I guess.
Well,
we already did a CSI person?
You're trying to think of somebody besides on CSI. Buzz, what musical act are you enjoying right now?
I haven't been listening to music lately.
Who's the last...
How about Carlos Santana?
There you go.
Thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. That was Mike.
Yes, it was.
Okay. All right. I know Buzz doesn't like being put on the spot.
Wasn't expecting that.
I know you weren't. So
all right, we've got a good round, number of celebrities.
So those are the five celebrities that you're going to end up having sex with: Carlos Santana, Ben Affleck, George Eads, Dennis Leary, and Melissa Manchester. Now, here's how the game goes. You call up your mom, your dad. I'm on the radio with Don and Mike. I'm playing Teleconfession Radio. And this works no matter what city you're listening to us in. I'll look at the list and pick a city at random. For instance, Pittsburgh, where we're heard on WURP.
Mm-hmm.
Call your mom and dad. You go, hey, mom, dad, I'm in downtown Pittsburgh today. I'm coming out of a meeting in the Marriott Hotel. You are not going to believe this. Guess who's coming out of the hotel the same time as me? And I just saw him at the Democratic Convention. It's Ben Affleck. So I walk up to him and I say, hey, what's happening? I'm a huge fan. I'm sorry to hear about what happened with you and J-Lo. And he says, I'm laughing about it. Don't worry about it. He's very friendly. So that's the beginning. Line number one, Ben Affleck.
Okay.
You meet him. He's nice.
All right.
Is anybody going to answer the phone that has the bright line going on, or do I got to do everything? Never mind. I'll do everything.
He's very, very friendly.
Hello.
Don't mind, do you?
So, I didn't know you were on the air.
That's okay. One of my underlings should have picked it up. Hold on. I'll call you during a break.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Bye.
Okay, bye. Just my kid.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we in line number one,
what? Answer it and deprive you of that?
It just, when he calls on the inside line, the bright light goes out. I was talking to the numbskulls in the other room back there.
In line number one, did you say at any point, I'm a big fan?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan, and as it turns out, Ben Affleck is very nice. And you say something to him like, the thing with J-Lo, he's cool.
Bumped into Ben Affleck. Line number two, you ready?
Ready.
Line number two, Ben Affleck was so impressed that I was a big fan that he asked me if I wanted to go to a private Carlos Santana concert.
Okay, so you're laying this on your mom.
Invites me
to a private Santana concert. Line number three. I say, you bet. He snaps his fingers and a limo shows up. I can believe this. Inside the limo is George Eads from TV's CSI. And guess what? He doesn't look too good. Uh-oh. Okay, so line number three is that Ben Affleck gets the limo to come around to go to this concert. And George Eads from CSI, he's in the limo. He doesn't look very good. Okay, man, he looks sick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mike, number four.
Okay.
George Eads.
I asked Ben what auditorium the concert's at. He says, it's not an auditorium. This is a concert for, how many people are going to be total in this thing?
One, two, three, four, five, six, counting our listeners, six.
This is a concert for just six people. It's a private show. I asked Ben what auditorium the concert's in. He said, this is a private show for just seven people or six people.
Private show. How about this? It's a private show. Under 10 people will be there.
Okay.
So it sounds a little more random. It's a private show under 10 people.
How about this? And I hate to change gears, but I think this is important. I asked Ben where the auditorium is for the concert. He says, This concert's not in an auditorium.
Uh-huh.
It's in a hotel room.
Yeah, well, that was going to be where I was going to go next, so that's fine. We'll just put all that in number four.
All right, I asked Ben what auditorium the concert's at, and he's, pardon my grammar, and he says, it's not in an auditorium. It's in a hotel room.
Line number five. Mom, we pull up to the Radisson. I don't care, whatever, you know, Hilton, whatever name it is you want to use. We pull up. We go upstairs. While we're in the elevator, George Eads throws up. All line number five. When you're in the elevator at the hotel, George Eads throws up on. So we've still not got Dennis Leary or Melissa Manchester in on this. They must be in the hotel already. So Eads throws up in the elevator. Mike.
Okay.
Eads. See, the thing is, we really write this down. Eads right. Yaks. On you and Ben in elevator. Mike.
When we get to the hotel room, Dennis Leary answers the door wearing just a thong.
Wow.
Great. Great.
When we get to the hotel room, Dennis Leary answers the door wearing just a thong.
Line number seven. We get in. Or are you typing these down?
I am indeed.
I can actually hear you type.
Yes.
Line number seven. We get inside. And as everybody starts to realize that the party's happening, over at the piano. Hold on. Yeah, line number seven. We got to get her in.
Right, we go into the hotel room.
We go in the room. And playing at a beautiful baby grand piano is Melissa Manchester. And Mom and Dad, I don't know why, but she's nude.
Baby.
Nude Melissa Manchester playing the piano. And number eight.
Sitting next to her playing guitar, naked too, is Carlos Santana.
And now at this point you have to flip out. Now, Mom and Dad, I mean, this is where you have to sell it. Yes, I can't believe this. I'm in this hotel with these celebrities. Mm-hmm. There's Melissa Manchester. She's at the piano naked. And then there's Carlos Santana. He's standing there jamming. He's naked, too. Okay, line number nine.
Right.
And I'll set you up for this one perfect, Mike. Line number nine. Mom, even though they're naked and who knows what they've been doing in there, they're jamming. So we start dancing. And the problem is this guy from CSI, George Eads, he gets sick and throws up. We're a total mess. Okay? So Eads gets sick again all over everybody. Okay.
I think he can throw up.
All right. Eads throws up again. Oh, God, do I love these new standards? We're just goofing around.
So they hit the delay on us before, prior?
Did they?
Yeah,
you think so?
You said it, yeah.
All right, well, George Eads is throwing up everywhere. Okay, just don't be specific. He's throwing up everywhere.
Like he did before. And we're going to have to go through these lines again.
Yeah.
And it won't be on anybody.
Line number 10 is he throws up, makes a big mess, leading to line number 10, which has to be at which point
it's decided that we need to put George and everybody in the giant
hot tub shower,
the giant oversized bathtub. It's decided that we have to put George and everybody else in the giant oversized hotel bathtub. And when we get in there, one thing leads to another.
And Mom,
yeah,
Dad, myself, Carlos Santana, Ben Affleck, George Eads, Dennis Leary, and Melissa Manchester, we all had glorious six-way sex.
There you go.
And the part that we're going to be a stickler about is you got to say all of the names, and you got to say that you had glorious six-way sex.
Mm-hmm.
So to repeat, and Mike, normally I like doing the lines. We'll turn around this time. I'll be the mom.
Okay.
You be the son calling me. We'll show you how we do this game.
All right. You ready?
Just a moment.
Phone.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I'm doing something.
I'm waiting for you to, you know, answer the phone.
Hello?
Mom!
Mom! Mike!
Hi, Mom.
I mean, oh, no, I'm not, I can't be like to be your mom.
Right,
I'll be your mom.
Of course,
all right. Hello, dear.
Hey, Mom, I got to tell you this. You're not going to believe it.
Hello, dear.
You know how I went up to Boston this weekend, right?
Yes. Did you have a good time here?
Oh, it was fantastic. You know, we were downtown, and you know who I bumped into?
Who? Whose son?
I'm coming out of the hotel, and there standing on the curb is Ben Affleck.
What a big load he is, son.
Oh, I know you hate him, Mom, but I don't. I think he's great, and I'm a big fan. And I walked up and told him just what a big fan I was, and he was so super friendly.
Michael, should you have been out talking to Ben Affleck?
It's not important, Mom. Let me tell you what else. He invites me to a private Carlos Santana concert, and I can ride along in his limo. It's so exciting, Mom. I said, yeah, I'd love to go. He invites me to a concert. It's so cool.
You got into a car with a Mexican?
Absolutely. Well, he's not Mexican. It's Ben Affleck. He wasn't. Mom, stop interrupting.
Okay.
I have to tell you this, Mom.
Okay.
When we get in the limo, George Eads, that guy from that show CSI, the one, the Las Vegas show. Oh, I love that show. George Eads is in the limo, too. Another TV star. I'm so excited, but he doesn't look real good.
Why's that, son?
Well, don't worry about it, Mom. So I asked Ben what auditorium the concert's at because I'm so excited. He said, this is a concert in a hotel room. So I am so super excited.
Michael?
Mom?
How come you never send me any money?
Stop it. Now listen, we get to the hotel, and on the way, as we're riding in the limo, George Eads throws up, and it's horrible. It's nasty.
Oh, that's bad. He's the boy from CSI?
Yeah, I think he might have
been
drinking.
Does he have the stomach flu?
Might have been drinking, Mom. I have no idea what it was. But anyway, we get to the hotel room, and Dennis Leary answers the door when we get to the hotel. We walk upstairs. He answers the door wearing just a thong.
I don't know who he is, but I'm sure he's not funny.
He's a stand-up comedian, Mom. He's doing this fireman show right now that's on FX. It's fantastic. Well, in the room, when we walk in, after, Leary answers the door in his thong, playing piano, they got a huge hotel room with a huge grand piano, and sitting playing the piano, remember that singer, Mom, you like so much, Melissa Manchester?
Oh, I liked her so bad,
oh,
yeah.
She's fantastic, but here's the one thing. She's playing the piano naked.
Oh, my God. Now, Michael.
I couldn't believe it. Don't interrupt, Mom.
Now, Michael, are you telling me the truth?
I'm not only telling you the truth. Guess who's playing guitar sitting next to her, and he's also naked.
Now, let me break away here to say something very important. If your mom or your dad offers up resistance, like I just did, oh, come on, Michael.
Right.
You are allowed to try, as Mike did,
right,
to save it and keep it going. Now, if I continued to say, I don't believe any of this,
right,
and you're immediately, you're bust, disqualified. So now you're rolling, you read me in on
playing
this.
Guitar next to Melissa Manchester is Carlos Santana, Mom.
Wow. Who's that, Michael?
Oh, don't worry about it, Mom. And, well, just as I'm starting to get into this, even though they're naked, the music's great, George Eads gets sick again, Mom.
Is that the boy from CSI?
Yeah, he's in bad shape. So guess what happens next, Mom?
Michael, I don't know.
Well, we have to get George Eads because he's a mess. We've got to get him into the big, oversized hotel bathtub. And, you know, we all get in there because, well, we're trying to help George. And one thing leads to another. And, Mom, I have to tell you something.
What, Michael?
Well, that Ben Affleck, George Eads, Dennis Leary, Melissa Manchester, Carlos Santana, and me.
Yes, yes, Michael.
We all have glorious six-way sex.
That's it.
You know, your sister called me with the same story, Michael. Your sister. And you know what I said to her? Send that boy his Christmas gift. Send him the gift that you owe him.
Thank you, Mom.
That's how you do it.
Very good.
And the way that Mike was, very forceful, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to steamroll through because most times your mom, your dad, they're not going to know these people.
Exactly.
But you got to just push the story through. Mm-hmm. I think we've made it pretty simple, pretty clean. Buzz, one more time, for those who are learning impaired.
Yes.
What are the 10 lies?
They are. Number one, coming out of a hotel, I see Ben Affleck. I tell him I'm a big fan of his. Sorry to hear about J-Lo, but he's cool with it. Lie number two, Ben is so impressed, he asks me to a private Santana concert. Lie number three, I say, you bet, and the limo shows up with George Eads from CSI, and he does not look good.
Mm-hmm.
Lie number four, I ask Ben, well, what auditorium will this concert be in? And he said, there's no auditorium, it's in a hotel room. It's a private show for fewer than 10 people. Lie number five, we pull up to the hotel, we go upstairs, in the elevator, Eads throws up. Lie number six, in the room, at the room, Dennis Leary answers the phone, the comedian answers the phone, the door rather, just wearing a thong. Lie number seven, inside, Melissa Manchester is sitting there playing a baby grand piano,
but she's in the nude. Line number 8, sitting next to her playing the guitar, also in the nude, Carlos Santana. Well, we all start dancing because they're playing so well, and then Eads throws up again, this time everywhere. Line number 10, everybody has to get in the giant bathtub and to get cleaned up, and one thing leads to another, and we all have glorious six-way sex.
But Buzz, how would you say that correctly, that last part?
You'd have to say that Ben Affleck, Santana, Melissa Manchester, George Eads, and myself have glorious six-way sex.
But you forgot Dennis Leary.
I did. Sorry.
You forgot Dennis Leary. But still, thank you.
I didn't
you,
include
Buzz.
All the names.
It is an
up.
Intellectual exercise.
Yes.
It's a brain teaser.
And here's the thing that we will drive you crazy with.
Right.
We don't care how you weave these lies.
Yes.
But when you get to the end, you've got to say all those celebrities' names. I don't care what order they're. Santana, Affleck, Eads, okay. Leary, Manchester, and your name. And you must say, we had glorious six-way sex.
And I misspoke when I gave my recount because I was saying that it was in the limo that George Eads gets sick. No, it's in the elevator on the way up to the hotel.
Oh, no, he looks bad in the limo.
Looks right. bad in the limo.
That's
and
true.
Gets
and then
sick
he yaks.
In the elevator at the hotel.
That's
right.
He yaks in the elevator.
Right. And then again
he,
in the room.
And then he yaks again in the room.
Very good.
So yakety yak. That's how we do it.
Absolutely.
If you think that you could get your mom or your dad through all of that mm-hmm. without them saying, I don't believe you, this is crap, none of this would ever happen, call us right now at 877-365-3636. The first person that can do this and get their mom or dad to buy this, to believe this, because you're telling them you're coming on a radio show mm-hmm. to do true confessions, you get the WWE SummerSlam trip.
Wow.
Okay? That's how you play Can You Get to 10.
It's
right?
easy.
And now call us and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sometimes grown-ups need to lie. It's hard to explain, but if... Look, here's a good example. When your mommy was pregnant with you, she gained a good 40 pounds. There was nothing she wouldn't eat, and Daddy was scared. But when she'd ask me, how do I look, I'd say, honey, you look great. You're beautiful. You're glowing. If I'd have told mommy she looked like a cow, it would have hurt her feelings. Understand?
My teacher tells me real beauty is on the inside.
That's just something ugly people say.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm in love.
Found it. Found it.
I'm in love with a girl.
And?
I can't live without.
When I was a DJ playing this,
I'm in love.
I would talk.
But I sure picked a bad time.
Like I am right now.
Be in love.
To get to this point and say something dumb like.
In love.
Yeah, Grand Funk, whatever. 13 Q. And then the stupid program director would call and go, you know, what does it say on the label? 00 intro. No talking. But hold on. Let's have our Grand Funk moment. Here we go.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, it doesn't get much better than that.
It's like 1975. Dude. I was so non-tainted in 1975. I was so believing everything that I was hearing in 1975.
Sure.
I was so into Grand Funk in 1975.
That is just, I mean, that's a very, still, I think, a very unique band in their own way.
Right, because...
They were different than anything that was out there at that point.
They rocked, which is why you would like them.
Right.
Yet they were commercial enough
right.
that I would like them.
Right. And they actually kind of a precursor to Chicago, really, with that sound. Don't you
well,
know?
Yeah. They kind of ripped off Chicago a little bit.
Oh, did
bit.
They? Okay,
yeah.
So I didn't know with, which came first.
Chicago had the horns and all
right.
that stuff. But they
right.
were melodic while they rocked. Anyway,
Very cool.
Grand Funk. Get the funk out
yeah.
instead of get the let out.
That
is the station to get the funk out. Oh, let's play.
Yeah.
Can you get the thing? Now, we're running into Buzz News Time here again
now
today.
Here's your chance. To win a prize from Don and Mike.
So hopefully we'll get a winner right away.
Mm-hmm.
You heard how we set this thing up, and you're playing for the WWE trip to Toronto. Here is Allie. Hi, Allie.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Where are you from, Allie?
I'm actually from upstate New York.
Oh, good for you.
And let's see, we're going to be calling here your mom, right? Your mom, Mary?
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, we'll give you leeway on this.
You
make this story about upstate New York, whatever it is, wherever it is that you want this story to be happening.
You have to get the gist of all 10 lies in there. That's
right.
The way it works.
And remember, very important, at the very end, you know, six-way, glorious six-way sex.
And mention all the names.
All the names.
Now, got it.
Hold on one moment. Let me do this.
And don't fly through the lies either. That's what we hate it when they fly through them.
3157. I better not read that number on the air.
And incidentally, if you're listening, this is the best part of Can You Get to Tell You?
Hi, right. Mike.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Don.
Hey, Robbie.
Hi, Buzz.
Hey, Rob.
Wow. There's Rob now. What he's going to
Hi,
do
Rob.
Is... Oh, you're still there? There you go. What Rob's going to do, even though it's on hold, you can still hear it?
Hi, Mary.
Hi. We got her.
Hi, this is Rob with...
Okay. He's telling her that he's with CBS and that you're going to go on the air now. Are you ready, Allie?
I'm ready.
Now, what I'm going to do is turn our microphones off so your mom won't be able to hear us. And every time you get one right, I'm going to play that thing, but you're not going to hear that either.
Okay.
Okay, good luck. Get through all 10. And, again, we'll let you, if she offers a little resistance,
right.
It's okay. Get yourself out of it.
Absolutely.
Are you ready?
Okay, ready.
Here we go. On the air. Let's welcome now to the Don and Mike Show. This is Allie's mom, Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi
there.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, we're playing.
Hi, honey.
we're playing a radio game called True Confessions. Your daughter called us with something that we thought only a mother should hear.
Oh, this is something.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is something else. And well,
doesn't sound good.
We're going to leave it up to your daughter to share the fascinating situation with you.
Let's turn it over to Allie.
Okay.
Go ahead. Talk to your mom, Mary.
Okay, don't ground me. So, okay. There we go. Now, you know how I went downtown with Chris? So,
yeah.
Okay, something happened that I didn't tell you about.
Oh, good.
And I ran into Ben Affleck, and he was coming out of our hotel. And I was like, you know, I'm a really big fan of yours. I'm sorry about the J-Lo breakup, and she's wrong, and, you know, you're right, and blah, blah, blah. And he was really cool. So he was like,
"That's number one.
You know what?
She did that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to this private Santana concert if you want to go with me." And I knew you don't like me to get in cars with strangers, but I was like, "Yeah." But it's Ben Affleck, and he was hot, so I was like, "Okay, I want to go." You know. So I got into the limo, and George Eads was there, that guy from CSI.
Number two.
Okay. Right, and he looked. Ugh, he looked really sick. He looked like, he looked like he was totally going to get sick on me. So I moved over,
three.
And we drove to the hotel, and. Then I was kind of like, this doesn't look like a big concert. So, you know, I was like, what's going on? And they said, actually, it's kind of a private concert.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that
I know who was starring.
Huh?
I bet I know who was starring.
Well.
I bet you don't, honey.
Don't. So I really wanted to go. So I went ahead, we got in the elevator.
See, they can't hear us
right now. The elevator
right.
up. And George Eads throws up all over the place. I think he was hammered. And I was not drinking. So then
I was not drinking.
My old girl. So then we knock on the door.
I knew you wouldn't.
Right.
We just wanted to hear what she would do.
And Dennis Leary answered the door in one of those elephant thongs, you know, with the trunk thing. Yeah. But it looked good. It looked really good.
Good embellishment. It looked good.
And Melissa Manchester was there. And she was sitting at the piano naked, playing. She was great. And then Santana was playing right next to our guitar. And he was totally naked, too.
That's
right. I was like, what kind of party is this? And they said, you know, it's just a concert for under 10 people.
Uh-huh.
So then Eats throws up again. And we were all like, you know, we have to get him cleaned up. And they had this huge, giant bathtub there. So we all got in the bathtub to clean up Eats. And then, okay.
Uh-huh.
And remember, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so
yeah,
I was hanging up.
Sure sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. And, and then Ben Affleck, George Eads, Santana, Dennis Leary, Melissa Manchester, and I had glorious six-way sex.
You what?
We had glorious six-way sex.
The mom, I don't hear her saying, I don't
Girl.
Believe it. No.
You're not mad?
Oh, no, honey, that's just fine.
All right.
Hey, winner,
winner, winner, winner.
That's a winner.
Wow. Hold on there, Mary.
Okay.
Wow.
Like five.
Just fine.
I didn't think we'd get a winner.
I didn't either.
Okay. Well, I guess.
My apologies to everybody on hold for this.
Okay.
Mary, hold on. Mary, for one second. You seem like a wonderful woman. Your daughter calls you and tells you She's met Ben Affleck. She gets into a car with him. She goes to a hotel. Melissa Manchester is naked. Carlos Santana is naked. George Eads is throwing up. Dennis Leary is wearing a thong. And then she has glorious six-way sex with all of them. And your response to that, I think, was...
Ew. Fine.
Was it, well, yeah,
first
yeah,
you, and
yeah,
then...
Yeah, first it was fine. Ooh, then it was fine.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm shopping. I'm in at the mall.
Oh, we wouldn't want to get in the way of that.
Listen, here's the thing. If you would have said at any point,
I don't believe you, or you think it's a lie, then your daughter would not have won anything.
Really?
Yes, because you're kind of slow because you're at the mall. And because your daughter is a skilled liar.
Yes.
Right.
I am here to tell you.
And that's the good news, Mary, that these were all lies. None of this actually happened.
Really?
I really
thought it
did. Really? Good heavens,
no.
Really? Yes, the good news here is that Allie has won a trip for two, airfare and hotel, to Toronto, Canada for the WWE SummerSlam, Sunday, August 15th.
Yeah, I get to see my mom. She's great. Right by the Canadian border. And
oh, that's wonderful. I'm sure they have some great malls in Toronto.
Well, that's great.
I'm hoping, yeah. They have a good art gallery that you can get locked in the basement of.
Maybe they have some nice nudes there.
Oh, they will.
Oh, they will. Oh, my. Well, you sound like a very understanding mother, Mary.
I've had to be.
Yeah. All right. I've had to be. That's Mary. A good answer, too.
Thank you, Mary. There's some true stories like that.
Oh, wow. Party girl.
Gotcha.
Not my baby.
Pardon me? You said...
Not my baby.
No. Okay.
Not party girl.
I understand. Sorry, Mom.
All right, Mary, thank you for your time.
What do I get?
Well, first off, we'll send you a postcard with your daughter in it saying, welcome to Horse City. I think, Mary, what do we have for Mary? Hold on. Let's give
Mary something nice, too.
Okay.
Mary, here's what I have for you.
I like Hawaii a lot.
Mary, I have some pills for you. Actually, we're going to send you some Viramax, the world's number one sexual pleasure and performance enhancer.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, yay!
You'll enjoy that, Mary.
She might trade.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you. Listen, actually, we'll send you a Don and Mike show prize pack.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Really, it's full of junk, but you'll like it.
Good junk.
Okay.
It's good junk. We discussed that earlier in the show. Pleasure talking to you. Hold on. One of our lemmings will get your information, Mary.
Okay. Thank you.
Nice talking to you. And listen, Allie, what can I say? You did a pretty good job, and your mom really didn't seem... Two phase.
I give Allie much extra credit for the elephant thong.
Yes.
That was a wonderful embellishment.
A nice
there.
Touch.
That's from another story that actually.
You're the party girl, right, Allie?
Yeah, my form mom.
Yeah, you come down and visit us anytime.
Yeah,
I will.
Allie, have a great time in Toronto.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the show. Hold on a second.
And lying pays off.
Lying pays off.
Yes, of course, yes. The motto of this show.
Thank you, Mary.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
People really do lie on the Don and Mike show.
Yay!
That's good. Normally it takes us four or five calls to just get one sucker on the line.
Yeah, that worked out very well.
You know why I think it worked? I think it worked because the mom kind of believed it and because she was shopping.
At the mall, and she wasn't going to deal with it then.
Right. Yep. You had sex with Dennis Leary. Okay. Well,
as long as they don't say you're full of it, it doesn't matter what the response is.
Winner is the big winner. Buzz, thank you everybody for calling that. Buzz, what's your lead story on the news and comments today?
Well, today, gas prices are still headed for a record high while your paycheck is shrinking.
Tell me something I don't know, please.
Wonderful.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
On the Don and Mike Show. Mike, that was very
professional, dear.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
1-800-863-WORD.
Word to your mother. BMW, BMW, and Apple have created the first seamless integration of iPod and automobile.
Hey, people. Have you ever made a custom cassette tape of your favorite music? Then you already understand the concept of playlists, my friend.
cassette, Mike. I have a track.
Ah, wonderful.
You choose which songs to play and the order in which to play them on the aforementioned playlist.
It starts with iTunes.
Create as many playlists as you want. Include as many songs as you want. Rearrange the songs until the order is just right.
You might have one for a long road trip, one for a rainy Monday, another that contains your kids' favorites, and so forth, and so on, etc., etc., etc.
You know, for a while, the BMW people gave our own Buzz Burbank one of these BMWs with the iPod inside, and we don't really have time in the copy. We're supposed to ask Buzz how he liked the experience.
The thing I like the most, I think.
For more information, go to iPodYourBMW.com today.
Are endless. Once your playlists are... See, you went right to the end. Oh, see, the problem is you don't have a clock.
I don't have a clock. I thought we were done.
We got 10 seconds.
Oh, I had more time?
We have 10 seconds left in this commercial?
Yeah, Buzz?
Yes, well, the thing I think
for information, go to iPodYourBMW.com today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you,
Buzz.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Okay, I heard you the first time, for God's sake.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
No, he's not retarded. Stop it. Time for Buzz's News right now. Yo, yo. Buzz brought to you by Veromax, the world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor?
Doctor developed, clinically tested, patented Veromax, available now. Retailers nationwide. 1-888 Try D Max. Yo, yo. Yo. Kick Buzz.
With the news.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Whitey.
Since we last spoke at this time yesterday, oil prices have gone up to their highest point in 21 years, up to nearly $43 a barrel, and gasoline prices can't be far behind. And this doesn't just affect your driving for work and pleasure. It affects air travel because jet fuel gets more expensive. It affects FedEx and UPS and everyone else who delivers the stuff you buy. And while you might decide to travel less, it's harder to buy less.
Buzz, you know, yes, you brought up something good, and I think that I watch a lot of infotainment type
right
shows.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that you just mentioned that I think is a pisser is the part about how FedEx,
right,
UPS, all the people, all the good guys,
right,
come to your house every day. Oh, and I want to just say to my mailman, Chris, who's a really good guy, who's nice enough to say hi and everything, have a good time in Florida. Listen how conscientious this guy is.
Okay.
Today, he brings the mail to the front door. Mm-hmm. Now, there was nothing that needed delivering, hand delivering.
Mm-hmm.
I answer the door. It's Chris, the mailman. He said, hey, I just want to tell you something. I'm going to Florida next week with my family. In case you get any wrong mail, please just put it in the box. He's stopping at everybody's house.
Right, just to back his substitute.
Yeah. Now, this was not something he did for me because I have a radio show. I saw him stop at every house.
Yeah.
He's stopping to tell all of the regular people, hey, I'm going to be gone next week, so if your mail is screwed up, I promise that I'll fix it when I get back. And if you get anything wrong, just leave it in the box.
Very nice.
That's why I like the guy up every
That's
year.
That's wonderful.
Very friendly.
I mean, he's nice. And I'm guessing the same thing would even go if you use, like, the USPS overnight thing.
Right.
That if it costs more for gas,
right,
that trickles down to us as well.
And everything you buy at the store that was delivered to the store by truck.
I'll tell you both something very special. You know what big oil prices mean?
What, Bill?
Good news for Jed Clampett.
Yeah, it's true.
There you go.
Ah! Crap on ice.
What?
Did you spill your drink?
I
spilled all over this
clean
shirt.
Now look at that beautiful shirt, now soiled forever.
Crap on ice.
The paper towels it will take to clean that up were delivered by trucks that burn gasoline that's going to cost more.
That means the paper towels will cost more. That sucks.
The soda you spilled came by truck. It will cost more.
I know.
Experts say the blame this time goes to Russia, which is the number two oil producer in the world, right behind Saudi Arabia. One Russian province alone produces more oil than all of Libya. Another small American oil company this week announced its quarterly profits. Those profits had doubled since the new higher gas prices hit.
You know what it looks like over here? It looks like my breast implant has exploded.
Oh my God.
I mean, just because the whole side of my shirt from my breast down is covered with this, whatever this
I thing. Think it's an attractive look.
Do you realize?
I do.
She stands alone.
It's like we're in here having our own little mini wet T-shirt contest.
Yeah, yuck.
The profits have doubled with this other gas company since the new higher prices hit. Even the oil companies have been saying all along that they only make pennies a gallon, maybe 5 cents a gallon on the stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, it's gallons and gallons and millions and millions and millions.
It adds up. And while gas prices have gotten bigger, your paycheck's gotten smaller. The IRS says American incomes have actually shrunk for two consecutive years. And that hasn't happened since World War II. The IRS says...
Hey, it's Yellen. Yellen. Hey, it's Yellen Limelight.
Poor old Alan.
More commercials, less salary on Yellen.
Here we go.
Do it.
The IRS says our incomes fell over 9% between the years 2000 and 2002. The IRS report blames the bursting of the stock market bubble known as the Internet and the disappearance of jobs that followed that. Now, the government, having solved all of our other problems, is now going after violence on TV. The FCC witch hunt continues on the momentum created by the appearance of Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl.
Oh, come on.
Now, the FCC says it's taking a closer look at TV violence. And yesterday, it asked the public to comment on that violence and on whether the FCC should do something about it.
I don't even have an opinion on that.
That's good. I can't wait till those think tanks start
like what violence? Like CSI violence?
All
Law and Order
violence?
Violence
on all the shows, all kinds of television. The FCC also wants to know how you like the V-chip and the parental ratings in the upper left corner of the screen.
They suck.
Start of each show.
They suck. They suck. They're for idiots.
The FCC says it will listen.
You know, here's what we need in America.
What?
The P-chip. And it's not what you think.
No?
It's called the parental chip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
called
parents sitting on the couch saying, hey, this is inappropriate for my kid. You're not going to watch
it. It's called the chip that God put in your head called
right.
The brain.
The brain.
And if you're so stupid that you just let your kids watch anything, well, reap what you sow. And just let me say, on behalf mm-hmm. of everyone, I was a kid that was raised by TV.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Look at me.
There you go.
I'm not all the way retarded.
Save that one.
There's no more convincing argument than that. The FCC says it will listen to the public for 2 months on these points and then report to Congress.
What a waste of money, of effort, manpower.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my God, we got terrorism to deal with here.
Oh, yeah, there's still that. I forgot.
Oh, God.
The FCC was originally created to make sure radio signals didn't bump into each other. Its regulation of words and pictures is a recent phenomenon fueled by conservative groups like this one. The Parents Television Council is all for the violence crackdown. Quoting a spokesman, it's gotten out of control.
Oh, God.
Now, really, hold on. Outside of, like, cable where you see movies,
mm-hmm.
on regular TV, I'm trying to think of even... I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Think of a show like CSI... Without a Trace, Cold Case, any of the Law and Order shows.
Alias would be a very violent show, for example.
Mm, yeah, but here... Okay, I would lose the argument, because you know what I would say to that?
Mm.
That's one cool-ass show, though.
Yeah,
it is.
Here's the deal. You write the P-chip. The parent chip.
At 10 o'clock.
You know what I mean? And you know, and when a kid gets to a certain age, I don't think it's that bad. I don't think it's that big a deal. When your kids are little, you watch what they, you know, you're aware of what they are. Even when they do get older, you supervise them, you know?
Do you think they'll have trouble with stuff like wrestling? I mean, I know that's pretty violent, but it's cartoonish, right?
No, see, they won't do that because that's fake. That's
fake.
Yeah,
no blood, I guess.
Yeah, and
but Alias is fake.
Right.
Is not.
No, okay. Really.
Is not.
You can hear it right now when we get into this discussion.
Uh-huh.
It's absurd. It's absurd
you're right.
To try to
and
police things. You know, the thing is, you have to take care of your own. That's what you have to do in this country.
That's right.
You know what we need? We need a taste chip. What we need is something that will tell people, listen, the Jim Belushi show is about to come on.
Yeah.
No matter how much it hurts you, change the channel. That's what we
the
need.
The T-chip,
if only.
Like, for instance, tonight, you would use your T-chip. It would definitely come on if you're watching ABC. And they've just given up between 8 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
They're running two rerun episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? CSI and Big Brother, that's good. Nothing violent. CSI is violent, but it's good violent. You know what I mean?
I know a good C to watch tonight.
What's that?
C-SPAN. Seriously, if anybody wants to really watch the convention,
no violence.
Like I do, watch C-SPAN. C-SPAN, no garbage. No analysis, they just give it to you.
And that is your show, the Democrat show, will be on at 10 o'clock on the network.
And I would seriously...
You get 1 hour, what, for Kerry?
Tonight,
Kerry Speed.
I'd say if you watched any of the convention at all, this would be the night to watch at 10 o'clock, between 10 and 11. That's the acceptance speech.
I don't know, Mike. Let me see. Oh, Andy and Mayberry's on TV later.
Well, they're
you know, they're in a real good role recently.
Way early, like second season.
Yeah, first or second season. They might run that. They might run that one where Opie kills the bird. That one I like so bad.
Well, I know we've got your vote already, Don. So go ahead and enjoy yourself.
And you're right. That would be too violent.
Yeah.
The one where Opie kills the bird.
Yep.
And what about tonight on SpongeBob SquarePants?
Always violent.
What about when he opens a can of whoop ass?
Huh? Oh, that's big violence.
Squidward is toast. Who lives in a pineapple? Under the sea. Well, with the election barely 3 months away, it's good to know they've fixed the glitches in the Florida voting system. If only that were true. Florida election officials have lost all of the electronic records from the governor's race 2 years ago, and there is no paper trail.
Here they are fixing it.
There they go.
They're fixing it now. Listen to the sound of fixing.
They're so excited when they get it right.
Fixed.
The Florida governor's election can now not be audited for accuracy. Believe me, people have tried. The missing records are being blamed on a couple of computer crashes. It's the same system that'll be used in the upcoming presidential election. Quoting a lawyer.
That's good.
Quoting a lawyer, Florida is headed toward being the next Florida.
Vote Leno!
Hi, Donna Mike.
Oh, hi, sorry. Tony.
I hit the wrong button.
Get to know Charlie.
Vote
Charlie.
Leno!
Why Leno?
I love Leno.
Oh, that's right. You think he's funny.
Leno! And Kevin!
Well, here's how you know Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11 is a crock. Osama bin Laden's brother says it contains inaccuracies.
Great.
Johnny bin Laden.
Yaslam.
Hey, Johnny bin Laden with you.
That's the Johnny bin Laden show.
Yaslam bin Laden, half-brother of the man who arranged the attacks on the Pentagon and New York, says Michael Moore, quote, knows perfectly well he's deceiving the public. He says his family got no special treatment. The bin Ladens got no special treatment when they were allowed to fly out of the country in the days after 9/11 when no Americans were allowed to fly anywhere.
I do have an interesting tape of Michael Moore. Last night, now he's at the convention,
yes,
and he was on with, what's his name from Channel 9 here, the local guy, the old
Gordon
guy?
Peterson.
Gordon Peterson. Yeah. Michael Moore.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
There he is. There he is, Michael Moore.
But this bin Laden, the half-brother, he doesn't hate the movie. Quoting him, it's a moving film. I even laughed at times.
Who cares?
I even laughed at times.
Shut up.
My goat and I enjoyed it very much.
Why don't you shut up and go back to your cave?
A U.S. soldier will...
Shut up!
Thank you. A U.S. soldier who appeared in the movie may be in trouble with the brass over it.
In the Michael Moore movie?
When Moore asks Marine Lance Corporal Abdul Henderson whether he planned to return to Iraq to fight, he answered no. Henderson says the question caught him off guard, but he says his answer did come from the heart. Now, Henderson's superiors have started an investigation.
Of course.
They want to know if his saying he wouldn't go back is a violation that could put him behind bars, or at least, at the very least, out of the military.
Jesus. Mike, it won't happen, but it's just...
Unbelievable, though.
Just spin from the other side. That's all it is.
Yeah, it really is.
Quoting him, I'd go to Afghanistan because it's harboring terrorists, but Iraq, where's the imminent threat? I'm standing up for what I believe in.
Mm-hmm. You know, I thought Michael Moore, for all the talk we've done about him in that movie, he did a pretty good job when talking to the GIs, guys and girls in Iraq.
Right.
Yeah, especially when the spinmeisters who hadn't seen the movie were putting it out on the street that this was an anti-troops movie, which it was not.
There is definitely a balance of guys who say, I don't think we should be here. There are guys who say, I would go anywhere. I believe in what we're fighting. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is, even with the guys that said, I don't know why we're here, none of them are saying, but I want to run and desert.
No. And even the guys that, you know, shot up somebody and then did the yeehaw, I mean, you understood their position. These are guys that are over there putting their ass on the line every single day.
And
I think that people understand it. I came away from that movie understanding their situation more than I did before.
Yeah.
And it really, I think, whoever was the spin doctor that came out with this, hey, Michael Moore's against the troops, because I was going in there. I went into that movie specifically
expecting
to
that.
See if that was what he did, because I wouldn't have anything to do with him if he did that, because the troops are, you know, are caught in the middle of this thing. And he didn't do it. I mean, in fact, I think he kind of honors the troops at the, and he certainly acknowledges their sacrifice at the end of that movie.
Sure does.
If you get a chance, see Anchorman.
Yeah. Still stand by. That's
yeah, it is funny.
One funny friggin' movie. I really
agree.
Ron Burgundy, funny always. Buzz, what's next?
The movie, Michael Moore's movie Fahrenheit 9/11, yeah, opens in the president's hometown of Crawford, Texas.
Oh, they're going to show that on a wall or something, right?
They
barn or something?
An outdoor showing under the stars.
How about that? How about that? They call. I'm trying to think now. They call Star Jones in.
Star Jones.
Hey, Star.
They're going to show the movie on Star Jones.
That's right. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
Shut up!
The Don and Mike Show.
No, I think it's a great idea.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Tough guys, Don Geronimo and Michael Mira.
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, hundreds of people turned out in the president's hometown of Crawford, Texas last night for an under-the-stars screening of Fahrenheit 9/11. Half the people were there for the movie, or at least to support it. The other half were there to protest the film. Carloads of people cruised Main Street with pro-Bush signs like, "This is Bush Country." 300 people were at a downtown rally to support the president at that same time. The president had been invited to the movie, but he didn't show. Neither did Michael Moore, who said he'd stay at the Democratic convention to avoid being a distraction to the screening. Now, imagine turning a political...
I just want to say this about Michael Moore as well.
Right.
I'm starting to get just a little fried.
Yeah.
He's, you know,
everywhere,
I mean,
all
hey
the time.
Dude,
there are really more important things to deal with now.
Yeah. Yeah,
M-O-R-E, important to get.
Dude, I mean, really, I mean, it's just too much of him.
Your movie made $100 million. It's the best documentary of all time, the most commercially successful. You will change votes in this election. You have opened people's eyes. Now, please, go back to that Cherry Garcia or whatever it is.
He's probably gone after tonight. I mean, it's over after tonight.
Let's hope so.
No,
for a while,
see, here's the thing. Not really, because when I saw him last night being interviewed at the convention, he was saying the whole thing about getting Fahrenheit 9/11 out in September in time for the elections, which means he's going to have to start the publicity machine up all over again.
But you know what his next movie is going to be about? HMOs.
Oh, yeah, no, I read that.
Which I think is fantastic.
Gay people?
No.
HMO. I didn't put an O in there.
And then his next movie is going to be about hemorrhoids.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And it'll be, he won't do any interviews. It'll just be him. And a mirror.
Oh! Squatting?
Little hand in a mirror.
Tongs.
Imagine tuning into a political broadcast only to see one of the commentators get out of his TV chair, climb onto the podium, give a speech, and then plop back into his chair for expert analysis. That's essentially what Ron Reagan Jr. did on MSNBC the other night, and now the rightness of that is being debated. The network points out that Ron's not a journalist, and everyone knows that. Ron Jr. is not through dissing the president. He takes his criticism to the next level.
Ron Jr., RJ.
In the next issue of Esquire magazine, saying the Bush administration, quote, cannot be trusted, end quote. He uses the word lies a lot, and of Bush himself, Ron Jr. says, quoting again, he is not ineloquent because he cannot speak, but because he doesn't bother to think, end quote.
Wow. That's pretty good. That's pretty deep.
The late president had two sons, though. Besides Ron Jr., there's
the other guy, the DJ.
Radio right-winger Michael Reagan.
And hold on, you have to point out, and I'm adopted, so this really pisses me when they say it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And his adopted son, as if to say, you know, and the son that's slightly off-center because he wasn't fathered by Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm.
But wasn't he also, wasn't he raised by Jane Wyman and not...
Yeah, he's not close to Nancy, although the hype says that they came together for the funeral.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't think so.
And what I've read, Nancy's not happy that the adopted one, Michael Reagan, went out and got a radio show to cash in on Daddy's name and is making all these appearances now.
And Jane Wyman in her day was quite liberal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she raised the conservative
side. She was quite liberal in a lot of ways.
Well, I wasn't going to
but
go
they were,
there.
Okay, so Ron Reagan and Ronald Reagan and Jane Wyman adopted Michael Reagan? I thought Ronald Reagan and Jane Wyman had
Michael Reagan.
No, I think he's adopted.
He's adopted, okay.
And that I'm sure, being an adopted kid myself.
You remember that.
Yeah, and that all the time. It's like they go out of their way to say, what they're saying is, do you see the resemblance between Ron and Nancy? Do you see the resemblance between Ron and Ronald Reagan? Here's Michael Reagan. He looks nothing like them. He's adopted!
And of Ron, Michael says Mom always liked him best. Quoting Michael from the Republican news channel known as Fox, he is her favorite. Ron can do no wrong. I mean, basically, that's it. Ron can do no wrong, end quote.
Listen, don't you get it? Ron came from inside her womb. You came from someone else's womb. Get a womb with a view.
As for the speech Ron gave about stem cell research to cure the disease that killed their father, quoting Michael again, he's being used by the Democrats. He's the typical liberal. He hates George Bush. Michael Reagan, not one to be used, will speak at the Republican convention next month.
Oh, really?
CSI star William Peterson has a heart condition, as Don mentioned yesterday.
No, he doesn't.
It's not so bad that he has to be in a hospital, but it's bad enough he can't go to work to film a new season of the show.
Yeah, it's a heart condition where he gets palpitations every time he hears that they're negotiating with Mark Helgenberger to give her more money.
Or, exactly, has Peterson just found a better approach for more money than the approach tried by George Eads and Georgia Fox? They all have reason to want more money. CBS makes millions off CSI, even in the dog days of summer. CSI continues to have number one ratings, even in reruns. It's helping CBS hang on to first place, even when most people aren't even watching TV.
Wow.
And for CBS, that means millions more dollars.
Well, I mean, did we think he's going to come back?
Of course, it's a power play.
Rob, I don't think he's going to die.
It could happen.
No. And they're doing something smart with all those shows. Like they do on NBC. Have you noticed now, no matter what night of the week it is, there's some Law and Order on?
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, every night of the week, CSI is on. You know,
I've never tracked with the Law and Orders. I don't follow those.
Oh, but those are so easy to pick up on.
Oh, really?
It's the same.
Dong, dong, ding, ding.
Yeah, it's the ching, ching.
Right.
And there's one or two people that have remained in the cast throughout the run of the show.
Right.
That's always a go-to, but now I'm finding, like, I turn it on and CSI Miami's on. It's like Saturday night or Friday night, yeah. CSI Miami's on. Fantastic. Put that show on every night of the week.
Yeah, it's a fabulous format.
Well, finally, crooks are still stupid. Everybody thinks so.
Did you make this up or not?
True story.
Okay, so says you.
A cop in the New Orleans suburb of Slidell, Louisiana, was hearing a citizen say this very thing, that crooks are stupid, when he noticed a bag of pot in the citizen's pocket. But you don't have to be a crook or on pot to be stupid, and sometimes stupid can be fun. In Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, two guys from Colorado strolled through Walmart wearing nothing but women's thong underpants they had picked up off a counter.
The Don and Mike Show.
There we were. We had a great time doing that.
Police did not arrest the man, as the man had the best excuse we've ever heard. They said they did it because a friend had double dog, triple dog dared them to.
Double dog has triple dog.
I am Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
See you. I triple dog dare you. Voila.
See you tomorrow. Let's see. Tomorrow, Secret Sound is worth $1,000.
Right.
And we'll be talking to Rich Eisen from the NFL Network. Bye. See ya. Today.
Good night.
I want to thank Dean Berkowitz, hairstylist of Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, I like that guy. He's funny.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest is canceled. Check your local listings.
We want to thank the guy,
Steve LeGoux, who wrote the book, something.
Winning strategies for the lottery and how to win things that you can't really win.
Right. Being a prize pick. I mentioned tomorrow, Secret Sound worth $1,000. And also thanks to the WWE for the trip to Toronto for SummerSlam we gave away today.
Adios.
Okay. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Please stay tuned for the finest nighttime show in America, Ron and Fez on WJFK, Live 105, and also on the Buzz, 1010 The Buzz. Good day to you, sir.
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 Okay.
I'm wearing an elephant thong.
You look lovely. Let's stuff it down the toilet.
Okay. Pull out the wedgie.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.